encourage that.
Absolutely. So we can't afford not to get paid for the work. Seamus Nevin, thanks for joining us, Head of Employment and Skills Policy at the Institute of Directors. I'm done for another day, but joined by John Holmes to tell us what's happening on his show after one.
Well, things will be happening. Of course, Theresa May's speech will feature quite heavily because she said some words.
She did say some words, but unusually, they did seem to be words that actually sounded like proper things.
Yeah, well, we're going to try and work out what the Brexit is now, because we've had a red, white and a blue Brexit, a hard Brexit, a soft Brexit.
Breakfast means a soggy Brexit.
You know, it's the rich tea Brexit. There are many Brexits, so we're going to try to get to the bottom, see whether her speech has led us anywhere nearer towards what kind of Brexit the Brexit is.
Excellent. I can't wait. Thank God we finally got someone sorting this out. I literally will be on the tube.
Yeah.
Coming up, that's John Holmes after all.
Is that a euphemism?
That is not a euphemism.
Okay, just checking.
I'll be back with you at 10 tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Phil from Nesta visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as being approved in minutes, he can buy from any dealer he likes. So congratulations, Phil. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock or thereabouts. Good afternoon. Welcome along. Tuesday, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM gives Brexit details. Libyan wins right to sue Jack Straw. And has Lindsay Lohan converted to Islam?
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has confirmed Britain will leave the European single market when it quits the EU.
So we do not seek membership of the single market. Instead, we seek the greatest possible access to it through a new, comprehensive, bold and ambitious free trade agreement.
The Prime Minister says it means the UK will no longer have to contribute huge sums to the European Union budget. In a major speech about her Brexit plans, Mrs May has also confirmed MPs will get a say.
I can confirm today that the government will put the final deal that is agreed between the UK and the EU to a vote in both Houses of Parliament before it comes into force.
Former Foreign Secretary Jack Straw is facing legal action over allegations the UK was involved in the abduction of a Libyan dissident and his wife. Abdel Hakim Belhaj and Fatima Boudshar claim they were tortured during the days of Colonel Gaddafi's regime after MI6 helped in their kidnap. Mr. Straw denies being complicit in what happened. Police are scaling down their probe into the disappearance and suspected murder of Claudia Lawrence 8 years ago. The chef went missing in York in 2009 when she was 35 years old. Her body has never been found. Drivers for Southern Rail have agreed to suspend strike action next week with new talks to take place tomorrow. They were due to walk out again in the long-running dispute about safety. And there's speculation Lindsay Lohan has converted to Islam. The actress, who now lives in Dubai, has deleted all her posts and photos photos from her Instagram account and replaced them with an Arabic message. But her mum Dina has told a gossip website she hasn't switched faiths.
Talk Radio, so, National Weather. So why has she put an Arabic message? She's been hijacked by ISIS.
No one's saying that apart from you.
LOSIS.
Hi, ISIS.
I understand.
LOSIS.
I understand.
Just saying. If Lindsay Lohan were a terror organisation.
Which
so-called
isn't.
Lindsay Lohan, we'd have to call her then.
Yeah.
Yep.
But as far as we know, she's not.
All right.
And also, I'd like to say that switching to Islam does not automatically have any association
I didn't
with terrorism.
Say,
because that's the kind of conclusion I've drawn from what you've said.
That's not what I said, though, is it?
Well, it kind of seemed like that might be what you're alluding to.
And I would not say that. I am just asking if Lindsay Lohan is an ISIS.
I don't think she is.
All right. Just
if
checking.
Could you
let us know at 1:30?
Well...
If you can find out.
If she is...
A LOSIS.
I don't think I'd be using that as my and finally, to be honest.
Okay. Well, if you leave
if
with
she,
it next time...
If she decided to become a jihadi fighter, I think I'd leave my bulletin on it.
I think you would. I'd like that.
Yeah.
Could you do that anyway?
No.
All right.
It's not true.
All right, just checking. Fake news, all the rage.
Yeah, but technically at this point, I'm not doing fake news.
Okay, fine. Would you like to do the weather?
I can, I've got it here.
Go on then. Go on.
Can you do the little
Victoria, she got the weather, she got the weather, come on, Victoria.
Thanks, John. Mostly dry and cloudy with showers across central and northern England. Colder. Yeah, I almost didn't say colder. Thanks for drawing attention to that. Colder and brighter conditions for the southeast. Highs are between 4 degrees in London and 11 in Edinburgh.
Thank you. What about in between?
Somewhere in the middle.
All right. Thank you, Victoria, very much there with the live news. Now here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea striker Diego Costa's big money move to the Far East could well be on ice with tightened regulations on foreign players in the Chinese Super League. The Spaniard had been linked with Tianjin Chuanjian, but the club's owner says only 3 foreigners being allowed in matchday squads could scupper a deal. On to tonight's action. Among 5 FA Cup third round replays, Sam Allardyce will be hoping to finally win a match as Crystal Palace boss against his former side, Bolton. The Sky Bet League One club held them to a goalless draw last time around. Allardyce hasn't guided Palace to victory in 5 games, but says there's no problem with quality in his side.
I think it's fear at the moment. I think that the fear and a little bit of lack of belief in themselves. I think that we have to work hard to get that belief back, and ultimately that belief only comes back by getting results.
Finally, rugby. Alan Wynne-Jones will captain Wales in this year's Six Nations. The Ospreys' lock takes over from Sam Warburton, who's been in the role for the last 6 years. Wales open their campaign against Italy in Rome on the 5th of February. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. Powered by TalkSport. And now here's some trail or other or something powered by Martha's Finger.
Talk Radio.
The festive season is all about giving. That's why SEAT's beautifully created winter drive gives you even more. Until January the 23rd, a voucher code will be waiting for you at seat.co.uk. Download it to get an extra £1,000 off on top of all our existing offers across the SEAT range, including Whatcar's 2017 best small SUV, the SEAT Ateca. Now that's a real gift. New car sales only. Cars must be ordered by 23rd of January 2017. T's and C's apply. Visit seat.co.uk to find out more.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So then, in 25 minutes' time, yes, tell us what you're glad about.
The Cilla Black statue.
Was it a surprise?
I need to do an impression of a horse.
It is stupid.
Ditto carbon footprints.
25p, yeah. Mate.
So it's worth it for £5,000, isn't it?
Yeah, but... Nah.
We will hear from Martin in a moment, who's called in to argue the toss. Have you still got your buttocks, Dora?
Robot monkey wars.
Yeah.
Where a robot monkey is fighting real monkeys.
Lisa Riley hasn't had a presenting gig since she lost You Being Framed.
I think it's pronounced Maisie Gillespie.
This just popped out of my phone.
According to you, you've just told our researcher that footprints are old-fashioned, they're racist. Is that right?
Hey there, awesome runner. Enjoy your run today.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then to you, and welcome to today's 12-point plan for a clean Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon radio programme. Like Britain in the EU, according to Theresa May, just now, just this morning in her speech, we're not half in and half out of today's programme either. This is a red, white and blue show, where show means show. Of course, Theresa May said in her speech that it's not an in-out, in-out Brexit, or a shake-it-all-about Brexit. What she said in her speech this morning was that we are in an hokey-cokey Brexit. And she told ministers that that's what it's all about. It's not a left arm in Brexit or a right arm out Brexit. It's a whole self in Brexit, where Britain turns around, and that's what it's all about. And today's programme, let me tell you, my friend, will be following Theresa May's bold model. By the way, just as an aside here, if I was an advertising executive, and I don't know why I'm not, my client was, for example, a high-end toilet paper brand this afternoon, right? So I had to go into a meeting this afternoon as an advertising executive for a high-end toilet paper brand. Have you got any ideas for our new advertising campaign? We're sick of the puppy. It runs off with the bog roll. We're sick of that. Have you got anything else? I'd say, yes, I have. I heard the Prime Minister, Theresa May, do a speech. And the phrase everyone's using is Theresa May's clean Brexit. So I think what I do for my next campaign, I get a picture of Theresa May sitting on the toilet, and the strap line would be something like Andrex for a clean Brexit when it's half in and half out. And that is an advertising campaign right there. Andrex, if you're listening, you can have that on me. Ditch the cute puppy and get Theresa May. I mean, let's be honest, her face always looks like it's straining, doesn't it? So, a bit pinched, isn't it? And if you're a rival toilet paper manufacturer this afternoon, then you could actually come back with the Liberal Democrats announcement, which, of course, said May's clean Brexit will be a filthy mess. That's what they said. That's a quote from Tim Farron this morning. With Andrex, every day is a clean Brexit day. And then they could come back with May's clean Brexit will be a filthy mess. So use Charmin soft quilted. Something like that. I don't know why I don't work in advertising. I don't know why I've been asked. Anyway, hello, I am John Holmes, and it's Talk Radio in the afternoons on the radio, and here then is our some point plan for your Tuesday. Number one, headline hijack. It's on the way, a made-up news story. I said fake news, and fake news is what we've got. A made-up news story in the news at 2, please. We'd like you to supply it as well. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. Victoria's mouth sounds like this mouth.
This mouth.
And out it will come your news line, masquerading as truth. At 2 o'clock, that's what we do every day. Fake news everywhere, of course. And also in the news today, thousands are apparently using a, and I quote, fake life in Ireland scam to get into the UK. It's a huge immigration fraud involving people pretending that they live in Ireland. But we say, why not use a fake story to get into the news scam and to get yourself on air? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open now. Point two, Lonely Lunch Club. Are you lunching alone? Well, come on in then. The luncheon's lovely. Not lovely. Lonely. But it won't be lonely if you talk to us. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, why not get in touch with us for that? Come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone. You'll be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It will put you on the end of an exciting souvenir gift prize. Just looking through the gift prizes, it's like browsing a pound shop, where not one of the things on display is worth anywhere near a pound. It's Lonely Lunch Club!
At 5!
Point 3, work experience punditry. Is it Hanil today?
Haneel.
Haneel today. Haneel is in today. Work experience Haneel. His name reads like a typo of Daniel. There'll be a review of new music from Haneel. In between, you know, doing the work experience things, making the tea, running to and from reception to fetch things, going to the printer, being bullied by Julia Hartley Brewer, all the work experience things. Point four, the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, all tackled via five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. That is the news in haikus. Point five, we may well be out on the streets putting microphones into the faces of strangers to ask them, the people, what they think. Today we're asking, do they think carousels or ambulances? Back in my mind, we've been asking them that for a week, I don't know. Let us know what you think this afternoon as well. Do you think carousels or do you think ambulances? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word carousels or ambulances.
There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. That's point six. Point seven, diversity paper review. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting today. Ez is back. Whose diversity is that he's a black man. Point eight, guest action. There's guest action. Comedian Susie Ruffle. Is it Ruffle or Ruffel?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to ask her.
She's very funny, though. Yeah. Susie... Question one, tick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Ruffel her hair. Bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, she joins
Please
us.
Please don't touch our guests.
Okay, she joins us to flog something or other that she's doing. It. That's right, it's PR dressed up as an interview. That's coming later. Point nine, you can win some meat. Today you can win meat in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. If you'd like to get involved in that. Oh, yeah, that's right, all sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
I thought it was a Tuesday. Yes. Yeah, all of that coming then. Ginger Dave not producing. He's got a 12-point plan to be half in, half out of a student. Ask Prodcast is...
Through the glass.
She's through the...
Miserable window!
You don't have to sound so cheerful about it.
Oh, it's like working with a rain cloud full of... hate. Marta's on the buttons today. Marta, hello Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's reigning news, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
What sort of Brexit is your Brexit? Did you go to, you went to private school probably, didn't you?
Because No, I didn't.
Your mum and dad are superbly rich.
No, they're
and
not.
And own half of London.
No.
So you probably went to private school.
No,
so you,
well, I definitely
so you
didn't.
Probably like a game of soggy Brexit. Anyway. Don't Google it. Right. Quarter past one now. And, of course, we need to talk about today's big story. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons by Hello, I'm John Holmes. We need to talk about today's big story. To do that, of course, we will link to it cleverly, I think, with some music. There it is. Some music to get us into today's big story. It is, of course, I'm gonna tell you there's no black and no white. Queer. But how would it link to today's big story? In fact, what is today's big story? That's the question, of course. And how does the song link to it? So play along at home. Cornelius is playing along at home in that he has no real home because his parents own London. It's all his home. And so he just lives here when he likes. I had a dream. Cornelius, why would I be playing Queen's One Vision for the link to today's big story?
Yeah, especially on a talk radio station. Very confusing.
It is, isn't it? A song on talk radio, isn't it? But it's talk radio's head of music. That's what I've chosen to play. But why? Why? Have a quick guess. Have a guess. Go on.
One Vision. Oh, is it? Oh, it must be something to do with the Royals. Queen. See, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's Queen. Is the Queen okay?
Yeah, no, let's just check. Nothing in the papers about her being dead, so I'm guessing she's fine.
Cool, good. Has she done something royal? What is it then?
It's Theresa May's big speech.
What's that got to do with Queen?
Brian May. It's got the same name as her. Brian May, Theresa May. She was setting out a vision for the EU, wasn't she? So, the Brexit, so.
But she had, like, a multiple point plan.
Yeah, well,
one
doesn't matter. Well, Brian May, it's got the same name as her, so. So we'll talk about Theresa May and her speech very shortly indeed. We're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's her. It's her job to book as a guest. Yesterday, we wanted to talk about happiness. She misheard and booked someone to talk about a penis. So let's see how that goes today. We'd like someone to talk about Theresa May's Brexit, not her exit, her Brexit.
Okay, I've written that down.
Okay. Guest, please.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it next. Theresa May's speech. What have we learned from it? What does it mean for Brexit? Has it changed the Brexit? Is it still a hard Brexit? Is it a soft Brexit? Is it a chewy Brexit? Is it a soggy Brexit? Is it a rich tea Brexit? We don't know. Let's find out next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down.
Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5,995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer on his desk, was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximize their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
If you're trying to get between Islip and Oxford at the moment, you can't leave the B4027 and join the southbound A34. The access is closed off there. The entry slip closed off because of an accident. A vehicle's been recovered from a ditch. Waddingham through to Canby Corner in Lincolnshire. Both sides of the A15 are still closed. The recovery of an overturned lorry. There's repairs on the M1 North in Leicestershire. Junctions 20 to 21 near Leicester are lanes out. And in Powys, A483 is still partially blocked by an accident at the Buttington roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
Ginny's Make It Better Jambalaya.
So, my son Ravi and his girlfriend have just split up, again. Apparently it's the worst thing to ever happen in the history of the world. That's young love, I suppose. It's just as well I have the cure for a broken heart. I make it in a big pan, sausage jambalaya Cajun style. Pork sausages fried in olive oil with rice and plenty of seasoning. At least there's one woman in his life who'll never dump him.
Find Ginny's Make It Better Jambalaya recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
A
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, you're listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Yes, that bit of production was entirely correct in what it said. Just before we talk about today's big story, some of your reactions have, of course, been flooding in to Talk Radio. We've actually had to evacuate parts of Talk Radio because of a reaction surge, and we are expecting that to get worse. We'll bring you news if it does. But so far, Cornelius, what have you been slopping out?
Lots coming in, John. John, I'm an extended period of leisure and recreation, especially one spent away from home or in travelling. That's coming from Ollie Day. And John, when I was a child running in the night, afraid of what might be, hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and what was following me. That's coming from Kate. Kate Bush. It's very popular. The future heads have also sent that in. Okay. Thank you very much to both of you.
Thanks so much indeed. Keep those coming in. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Of course, we'll keep you updated as to whether or not Lindsay Lohan has converted to Islam. Of course, today's big story, then, the main news today is that Theresa May's speech has happened, in which, as we've been saying, she's been laying out her plans for a hokey-cokey Brexit, details of what she wants in, what she wants out, what she wants to shake all about. But we can probably all still agree that Brexit means whatever that means. But the question, of course, is where does it leave us as a nation post-speech? Early on in the speech, she was keen to insist that the UK will, quote, be a good friend and neighbour to the EU.
I want us to be a truly global Britain, the best friend and neighbour to our European partners.
Then she went on to say that good neighbour means good neighbour. And this is, for example, what would happen, she says. If one of Britain's Leylandii trees grew over the EU's fence, then Britain will cut it back without even being asked. We won't light any bonfires, she's promised that, if the wind is blowing in the direction of Europe. And she said in her speech that if Europe is out, we will happily take a parcel for it. And that, she says, is being a good neighbour. That's what she's promised. In return, we can expect that Europe will hate us to the point where if Europe accidentally runs over Britain's cat, it won't say anything and we'll simply put the corpse in a bin. But has Theresa's speech changed anything? Is there anything clearer about what kind of Brexit it is now, just an hour and a half later than when we didn't really know what kind of Brexit it was? Well, on the line to help us through the mire, or the mayire, yeah, is Sean Dilley. He's a political journalist. He's on the phone. He's heard Theresa May's speech. Good afternoon, Sean.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, I tell you what, I did notice, and it did alarm me.
Yeah.
There were no promises not to play our music loud. And that could really irritate, France.
Exactly. If we turn...
And to me, that's the burning issue.
If we turn our music up, like Trump's wall, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say we build a wall of speakers, okay? Like big Marshall amps, right, on the cliffs of Dover, facing France, and turn that up like a bad neighbour. Let's see what they do then. Yeah, I agree with you, Sean.
I think we should try it, and then basically, presumably, you'd get... Well, I'd say you'd go to... I don't know, the Euro police, but,
yep,
of course, if we're not going to be under the jurisdiction of the European Court, I mean, I suppose we could party into the night.
The thing is, it's a domestic issue rather than a legal... That's the murky area. What kind of Brexit is it now, an hour and a half after you don't know either?
Neither does she. Without risk, I don't think I can quite get my head chopped off by Theresa May for treason.
It's a reason.
But... No, I don't think so. I think only the Queen could do that, and I think the public would be pretty miffed if they did, even if it was my head that she chopped off.
Yeah.
But no, nobody knows what Brexit means, other than there was a vote in June, and by the narrowest of margins, but it is a legitimate vote, no matter what anybody says, people said, we're going to vote to leave the EU. Now, that's an institution. There is no reason why that would apply to any relations with France, Germany, any European country. And, of course, the litmus test for me as a Brit abroad is I'm off to Romania this weekend coming, as I go an awful lot.
Sure.
One thing I found immediately after the vote, they didn't hate us. I mean, I'm sure as a net contributor, people will be sorry to lose Britain's money. Some of them think Britain's chopping its nose off despite its face. Now, that's a view you might disagree with, whatever.
Yep.
But nobody really hates the UK.
But what? But going back to the speech, okay, so everyone was confused. I mean, I was confused. You were probably confused. Everyone's confused. She kept saying it was a red, white and blue Brexit. It was a hard Brexit. It was a soft Brexit. It was a soggy Brexit, whatever it was, right? What Brexit is it now? Post-speech, what Brexit is it?
Look, Brexit is that she is not worried who she offends.
Yep.
But let's be honest here. Leaders, including the most recent one, her predecessor, have had this self-inflicted headache over the EU specifically, formerly the EEC and John Major with his European monetary unions and so forth. So it's brought so many people down. And, of course, what she wants to do is get in there quick before somebody says, hang on, Mrs. May, what on earth are you doing? So there's a little bit of easing the market. And the one thing that is significant, though, is the single market, saying that what we're not going to be in is a single market because you can't do that without having the other freedoms. Now, that's probably true, but there's a really interesting court case that Johnny Gould was discussing last Sunday, 4-7, right here on Talk Radio, which was Article 127. So there's a chap called Adrian Yalland, and there's another fellow called Peter Wilding. I think they're both from a legal background. And they're taking the government to court. They're doing a judicial review, saying that actually, wait a minute, whatever else there was a vote on, there wasn't a vote on the single market. That was a separate treaty back in 1992, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And what's being argued by the government is, no, wait a minute, it's only because we're members of Europe. So ultimately, what is really fascinating is Britain is going to be in the same position to a degree as it might be with America, only rather than being at the front of the queue when it comes to negotiations, are going to be at the back of the queue, I would have thought, because there is no that the European Union as an institution really has the right old hump. This fellow Jean-Claude Juncker, who many people say actually influenced them to vote for Brexit.
So, look, all right, so we know the where we are in terms of what happened with the vote, we know where we are, but she's still, what I'm trying to get at, where are we an hour and a half after her speech? I mean, because we've all been, all ears are on Theresa May about this. What have we learned? What are the main points that we take from her speech, if anything?
Okay, if anything, it's we're going to have less rights than we have at the moment. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're a Brexiter or a Romanian, as people joke, with an RE.
Yeah.
We are going to lose the protections of the European Courts of Human Rights. Now, there are two views on that. You can either think, oh, that's brilliant, we can have a control of our own borders. Now, that's actually one of the definitions of what a nation state is. If you don't have to ask Angela Merkel before you make a new law. By the same token, there's the other argument, which says, well, wait a minute. It's all very well saying you're going to wholemeal pick bits of the European law that you like and you don't like, and you're going to apply them. So ultimately, the biggest takeaway for me as an individual is, well, what protections are you going to insert there? Where are the check and balances of more than 50 years of lawmaking if you're going to come and bulldoze it over? Now, that's a neutral position on Brexit. But I just say that I think many out there will say, well, wait a minute. The Council of Europe membership, what happens with the courts, is a totally different issue. And has she got the authority to do that? That is the question.
So really, she's thrown up a lot more questions. She'd rather not answer anyone's questions. So the papers tomorrow, are they going to be on her side or not on her side?
Well, the Express will be on her side. Yeah. The Mail will probably be on her side, and the Sun and the Times. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the editorial line. And it's perfectly legitimate. That's how the printed press works. The Guardian will be very anti. The Independent, wait a minute, that's not even a paper anymore, is it?
No,
anyway,
that's right, no.
So the Independent and the Eye.
So essentially nothing's changed then?
Nothing's changed.
Fine.
Nothing's changed. I mean, seriously, this is the problem. We're going to get this an awful lot. I think she was trying to fight this perception that she's not saying what her negotiating position is. All she's come out and said is what any two-year-old in the playground knows, which is you're going to have a bit of an argument, right? And you don't care, you're prepared to really punch them in the face if they really punch you in the face. It is playground politics, but it's such a really, really real issue that affects all of our lives.
There we are. And we've learned nothing. Sean, thank you so much indeed. I think what we take from that is that it's both a clean and dirty Brexit at the same time. It's a bit like it's an in-Brexit and an out-Brexit. It's a Brexit, it's Schrodinger's Brexit, right? It's Brexit in a box, But it's both in and out at the same time, and also clean and dirty at the same time. Yeah. Good, I'm glad that's clear. Right, if you've got an opinion on it, on Theresa May's gobs speech talk, then let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Any deal reached between the UK and the EU over Brexit will be put to a vote in both Houses of Parliament. The Prime Minister has also confirmed the UK will leave the single market because of freedom of movement rules associated with membership. In a major speech detailing her plans for leaving the European Union, Theresa May said she's aiming for a clean break.
We do not seek to adopt a model already enjoyed by other countries. We do not seek to hold on to bits of membership as we leave. No, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. And my job is to get the right deal for Britain as we do.
Here's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
I think we have to have a deal that ensures we have access to the market, we have British jobs dependent on that market. That's what we'll be pushing for. Whether it's specifically this form of single market, I don't know. She seems to be wanting to have a cake and eat it.
The police investigation into the disappearance of a chef in York in 2009 is being scaled down. Officers say they've informed Claudia Lawrence's family of their decision. Police investigating the murder of a 16-year-old girl in Rotherham say they're working with the family of a missing teenager. A man has been arrested after a body was found in a path yesterday. The ASLEF union has suspended industrial action on Southern Rail after the company agreed to new talks. Drivers were planning to strike again later this month in a row about who should operate train doors. And the government says it's committed to improving maternity care after a survey found women have been left feeling like cattle during labour. Half of new mums in England and Wales say they experience serious failings like long waits for pain relief. The weather mostly dry and cloudy with showers across central and northern England. Colder and brighter conditions for the southeast. Highs are between 4 degrees in London and 11 in Edinburgh. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour. There's also more in an hour, isn't there, Victoria?
Yeah.
Bonus news.
Right. Still doing this then?
Yes.
Okay.
Victoria brings us bonus news at 2:30 because the bulletins are shorter.
Can I just say, they've now been shorter, probably longer, than they were longer.
You make as much sense as Theresa May, saying like that. Is it a clean shorter or a dirty shorter?
I don't want to comment on that.
Is it a soft shorter or a hard shorter?
I don't want to comment on that.
Or a semi-shorter?
Nope.
Okay. So, Victoria will be back in an hour with bonus news today. Vegetable news.
Mm.
Yep. That's something to look forward to then. And also Headline Hijack, don't forget, in 25 minutes' time when your job, my friend, is to get a made-up news story into Victoria's mouth. Think of it, think of Victoria's mouth like an aeroplane, all right, and you're hijacking it, all right? So all you've got to do is get into her cockpit and ask her to fly to lies. What?
That's ridiculous.
Okay. 2 o'clock, that will happen. The lines are open for Headline Hijack right about now. You listen to Talk Radio, we've also got Lonely Lunch on the way.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in. Thank you very much for them. This is for today's big story. Of course, Theresa May has done a speech, and it hasn't really taught us anything we didn't know already. According to Sean Dillon there, political journalist. Cornelius, a lot of people reacting to it, though. What's coming in?
Lots coming in. John, once we've Brexited Europe, are we going to Brent or anywhere else? I think we should have Brex with Brazil, has come in from Brian.
Yeah.
John, the thing is, when you're in the single market, all you want to do is find love and get out of it. But being out of the single market, you can sometimes get jealous and want to enter back into it, or maybe just soiree into it. But you shouldn't be tempted, because ultimately we are best out of the single market.
Yeah.
That's coming from a happily married Brexiter.
Thank you very much. Is it all the single market? All the single market. All the single market. All the single market. And if we love the single market, should we put a ring on it? That's a question. John, I think the answer to this is simply to have Brexit at Tiffany's. This has come in here. France, this is about Theresa May said, of course, that she wanted to remain good neighbours with Europe. This has come in from Jeff here. John, it's all very well her saying that, but not so long ago, France wouldn't give me my ball back and said it would tell my mum that I was a nuisance, so I'm going to let my dog poo in France's garden. How do you think we should be a good neighbour to the EU? Do let us know. Maybe you want to have everyone in Britain turn their music up loud just to annoy our neighbours, Europe, and have them sort of bang on the White Cliffs of Dover to tell us to stop and turn it down. How would you like to be a neighbour to the EU? Perhaps you would if Europe was out. Take a parcel for them, and then when they came back, take the parcel round. Whatever you think, and how we should be a good neighbour or not to the EU, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on
Twitter. Start your message anywhere you like.
So, to headline hijack then, of course. Made-up news, fake news of the sort that so angers Donald Trump. We embrace it. We encourage you to make up the fake news and get it to us. And we will put one of the fake newses into the 2pm bulletin, said by Victoria as fact. We'd like it very much to be yours, please. It's Headline Hijack. The lines are open. Here's some of the things that have come in so far. Cornelius.
Yes, Claudia has sent, the Met Office have come under criticism after releasing a warning that this week is going to be horrible. Not because of the weather, but because of Mrs. May's Brexit speech and Trump's inauguration. A respected journalist and philosopher Katie Hopkins has tweeted the organisation saying that she is going to hunt them down and kick all of their dogs. She's a dog kicker.
Hashtag dog kicker. The headline act for Donald Trump's inauguration has been booked and announced this morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be providing the entertainment now with a topless horseback taekwondo demonstration on the steps of Congress. The president-elect, Mr. Trump, has said that he's very excited about it and can't wait to kiss the Russian president again. That performed, of course, we know the other announcement that was made yesterday. So this, as with Glastonbury, they don't release all the names at once, do they, for the gig? Yesterday we learned that construction has now completed on the 60-foot-high robot mechanical Russian prostitutes that Donald Trump has ordered, which will be standing, both of them, above the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and raining down robotic urine over the ceremony, as in accordance with the Donald Trump's wishes there. Can't wait to see all that on the television.
I can't wait to see what robotic urine looks like.
Yeah.
Is it a liquid or is it just like an actual robot made out of circuits and stuff?
It's sort of yellow oil.
Ah, okay.
Robotic urine, by the way, very good on the introducing stage last year at Glastonbury. Right then, in the next bit of the programme, by the way, while you're thinking of your headline hijacks, which you can get to us on this number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talks cost P20. What?
Do you mean text message costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate?
If you like. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, and tweets are free, guys.
And we'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio. Somebody who is lunching alone. It could be you. If it is, lunch alone no more, for we are here to play your virtual friend and or colleague by chatting you through your lunchtime with awkward idle chit and the aforementioned chat. There's an email for that, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet today's next here on Talk Radio, which is what this is.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with a five-star luxury golf trip for two to Florida with Valspar Trade. Just make a purchase in-store before the 29th of January for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. See in-store for details. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £62 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South of Exeter, there's queues for the A38 as you head south towards Chudley. There's a broken down coach on the stretch through Kenford, which is causing those queues. The Farnham bypass is very busy westbound. That's the A31 around Hickley's corner. There's been an accident there near the BP petrol station. The M1 near Leicester has a lane closed northbound junctions 20 to 21. That's for some emergency repair works. And no change in Lincolnshire for the A15 between Waddingham and Canby Corner. It remains closed both ways for the ongoing recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
David's Hot or Not Chicken Curry.
My wife Maria loves hot, spicy food. I found this out on our first date. She said, "I really fancy your curry." Well, I was keen to impress, so I said, "Great, that's my favourite too." But it isn't. Never has been. We've been married 15 years and I still haven't let on. Don't know why, but whenever I cook a favourite, chicken Gujarati, extra spicy with green beans and fresh ginger, I do what any self-respecting chef would do. I cheat. I put a king-size spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine and I keep stum.
Find David's chicken curry recipe, hot or not, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes. Right. Good. Hello, it's Talk Radio in those afternoons. It's a Tuesday one. And, well, Theresa May's speech, of course, taking all of the headlines this afternoon. Jeremy Corbyn has now said, in response to her speech, that the Prime Minister wants to have her cake and eat it. So she wants a cake it. But does she want a hard cake it or a soft cake it? We don't know. We'll try and get word from Jeremy Corbyn as to whether he thinks she would prefer a hard cake or a soft cake, or a red cake or a white cake or a blue cake.
We could just make the jam for it.
We just don't know why.
Jeremy Corbyn makes jam.
Does he?
Yep, bit of trivia.
Right. like a sort of...
It's just a hobby of his. He has an allotment, grows fruit, and then makes jam.
Oh, I thought you meant like a sort of bee makes honey. I thought Jeremy... in my head, Jeremy Corbyn was sort of flitting about, shoving his proboscis into members of the Women's Institute to pull out their jam and then put it in jars, like a sort of political socialist jam bee.
No, I think he just sort of gets the fruit, mushes it down, heats it up, adds some sugar, and then I guess you just put it in the fridge to set. Maybe put it in the jars first.
Right.
And then what he does with that jam's anyone's question. Whether he does put it in a cake for Theresa May, I couldn't really say.
What I'm getting at, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, and we're here to help, of course. All over the papers today, many stories. That, I mean, for earlier on, I was reading that a puppy swallowed a knife. So, you know, a lot's happening. it's true.
Yeah.
Puppy swallowed a knife. It's fine, but it happened.
What, the knife's okay?
Yeah, absolutely fine. The handle didn't come off or anything. So, what we like to do is take the news and, well, analyse it in depth, as regular listeners will know. And we do that by rendering it oriental, by analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present, and proudly mind, the news in haikus.
Katy Perry dies. Hair to Trump's colour, a sort of urine yellow.
All the news. Katy Perry there has indeed dyed her hair Trump yellow. Lindsay Lohan might have joined ISIS. We don't know. We're waiting to find out.
We definitely know she hasn't.
Okay. But if she does, of course, you'll hear about it here first. If Lindsay Lohan does join ISIS, we will bring it to you as breaking news. Now, Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right, it's your club, really, not ours. It's for you, Lonely Luncher. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then we want to hear from you. Because we think you shouldn't be lonely throughout your lunch. Not really. So we provide company, chit-chat, idle chit-chat, as though we were colleagues that you didn't really know very well and you just bumped into near the photocopier while you were both wondering why no one had bothered to change the toner. A forced conversation ensues. It's kind of that. And you get inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, and a souvenir gift prize will be yours by the end of the conversation. Kim is on the line right now, and Kim is lunching alone. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, Kim. Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Good. Why are you lunching alone, Kim? That's question one.
Well, I have to say, I spend all my day talking to customers from 9 till 1, and then from 2 till 6, and then when I get home, because we run a business that's overseas, a lot of travelling, so there's a lot of overseas calls made. So 40 minutes during my lunch hour, I spend on my own and really enjoy that time and space.
That's not... Actually, I kind of like that, and therefore I'm honoured that you've chosen to spend some of it with us, of course. So this business, then, that involves you talking to the customers and the overseas people, what do you do, Kim?
We run a fashion textile design studio, so it involves... We design print that ends up going onto the high street. So when these lovely young ladies wear our prints, that's all been designed by a studio, so... People like New Look, Topshop, all have our prints, and we've designed them.
Oh, I see. So, so they come to you for the... They supply the cloth, as it were.
Well, we actually supply the print to them. So we're giving them the initial idea, the concept, and they then go to the Far East and have it printed onto the cloth, and then they have the garment made up by a manufacturer.
I see.
So when you see someone wearing a printed dress, we're the original source of the artwork.
Oh, I see. And when you say artwork, I mean, this can be... do you specialise in one particular kind of print, or is this sort of anything I can turn around in the high street and have a look, just go, oh, that's a floral print, yeah. That one's got a swear word on it, you know, that one says a very out-of-date Choose Life in tribute to George Michael, perhaps, those kind of things.
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, our studio, Owens and Kim, is very well known for its floral.
Are you the Owens part of that, Kim?
I'm the Kim, actually, funny enough.
Oh, okay, just checking that.
There we go. Mm. Yeah, it's very unusual. Mm. Female name for a male, but...
just checking. So, go on, carry on.
We supply the high street with our print, so it can be floral, it can be geometric, it can be ethnic. It all depends what's in season. And at the moment, fortunately, we're doing a spring collection for next year, and lots of florals.
Lots of florals?
Florals.
Oh, florals. Yeah, I was going to say. kind of what sort of weird... strange design, multi-layered, I would call that.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, so, but floral never goes out of fashion, does it? Floral's kind of a constant.
It is. But again, scale can be a big difference. You know, at the moment, it's very small scale.
Yeah.
So if it's in season, it's big, giant flowers. But at the moment, we're very much working on, we're selling very well overseas at the moment in Europe with small-scale florals.
Interesting.
Very good.
Just you bring up Europe there, of course, we just heard Theresa May's speech. How does that affect you? Does it affect you?
Well, to be honest, I didn't hear the speech because I was in meetings, but I'm just having a quick look at my iPad during my lunch hour. And, yeah, it does affect us. I have to be honest with you, so I voted to stay in, but since Brexit's occurred, because we get paid in dollars and euros, it's actually been hugely to our benefit. We it's made a big difference.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because with the rate of exchange and everything, so...
Yeah, no, it is, and I just wonder, because we were talking earlier to a political journalist about whether or not Theresa May has taught us anything we didn't know. We went into this speech going, well, we don't know. She said it's a clean Brexit. She's also said Brexit means Brexit. She's also said it's a red, white and blue Brexit. And Brexit is a Brexit is a Brexit is a Brexit.
Yeah, she's kept saying that, yeah.
Yeah, till we all are supposed to believe it. And then we all thought this speech might then tell us what kind of Brexit it really was. But in the end, it turns out that we still don't know whether or not it's a dark Brexit or even a Brexit.
But isn't that politicians for you? Yeah. Isn't it never going to change?
Yeah, so we've learned nothing. Essentially.
No.
But it won't stop anybody spending the next few days analysing it, of course.
I'm sure. Exactly. You're going to get paid far too much for that.
But Kim, listen, just for time, really, because I'm enjoying our chat, I'll be honest with you.
Sure.
We will induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is for those that lunch alone.
Fantastic.
But it puts you, it puts you on the receiving end of one of our souvenir gift prizes, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I know. I know. How exciting. Momentarily, Kim, you will hear some awful music. Here it comes. And over the top of the awful music, you will hear a list of potential gift prizes. You, Kim, get to choose one of them. And you can stencil it with whatever design you care to stencil it with, for all I care.
Lovely.
So, ears down, here is a list of what you could take home.
Talk radio mug.
I hear the one I want.
Oh, hang on. What?
Do I say stop when I hear
No,
one
you
one
just have to listen to the whole lot, I'm afraid.
Oh, lovely.
And then try and remember what they were. Here it comes.
A talk radio mug.
A lovely mug, Nick, from our kitchen and sent to you.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Very much a collector's piece today, as it contains not one, not two, but three unbroadcastable haikus.
A talk sport mug.
Yes, gather round it with your friends and say sports words such as offside, shuttlecock and Pogba.
Were those haikus about Rolf Harris?
No.
Just checking.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot as a young man.
You know how people sometimes just buy books to put on their shelves to look intelligent? Well, this book won't help you do that.
It's my book that I wrote about growing up. It's a memoir, sort of set in the 1970s and 80s, about growing up. It's a comic masterclass, according to the Press Association.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes. Available on Amazon right now.
What, TalkSport 2 mug?
No.
Yeah. Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing how long should you go when someone says, go long.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left last year, but have a look at this calendar which features cartoons of him and contributors to his shows, a lot of which were let go at the time.
Yes, the calendar was in a skip. We pulled the box of calendars out to give away as prizes.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Carrots, peas, sweet corn, all of them can be streamed with this colander, which we now have when we ask for a calendar.
It was a typo in an email. All right, Kim, which of those, and I think you'll agree, exciting prizes, would you like to send to you?
It's difficult to choose, I have to be honest.
Isn't it, though?
But had I not gone into fashion, I would have liked to have played sport, so I'm going to go for the Talk Sport mug.
The nice. Talk Sport mug is a good choice. It's a strong choice, yeah. Kim. It's coming your way. Thank you very much indeed.
Excellent. Absolute pleasure.
Would you like to plug your textiles company again?
Yeah, why not? The company's called Owens & Kim. We're based in Islington, and if you want to buy your prints, come to Owens & Kim.
There. Done. All right, thank you, Kim. Inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, which I think actually could do with a bit of a makeover. So maybe we'll talk to Owens and Kim about maybe putting some floral patterns
some sheets up,
on
yeah.
the wall of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to come on the radio, have a chat and get an exciting gift prize, very simple, email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you, my friend, could join the Lonely Lunch Club. Headline hijack then. If you're just joining us, here's what's about to happen. The news, of course, with Victoria. In the news, though, apart from the news, there will be a made-up news lie masquerading as fact. Fake news that we positively embrace. There to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. That is Headline Hijack. Who is victorious in Victoria's news today? Cornelius.
It is yes. Rachel.
Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Where's Rachel from?
Rachel's from Butte.
Butte.
B-U-T-E.
Butte. Rachel's from Butte. She has got her made-up news story in the news next. After that, today's work experience punditry as Haneel will be with us to review brand new music. There is, of course, your chance today to win some meat on the programme. That's a budget thing. The meats that is available, chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. That's in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. If you'd like to get involved in that, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's Talk Radio that you're listening to, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs will get to vote on Brexit plans, arrest after teen's bodies found, and vets say puppy which swallowed a knife.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has confirmed her plans for Brexit mean the UK cannot stay in the EU single market.
Being out of the EU, but a member of the single market, would, to all intents and purposes, mean not leaving the EU at all.
In a major speech, Theresa May insisted the government will pursue a bold and ambitious free trade agreement with the EU. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says she should have been clearer, though, about her long-term objectives.
Throughout the speech, there seemed to be an implied threat that somewhere along the line, if all her optimism of a deal with the European Union didn't work, we would move into a low-tax, corporate taxation, bargain basement economy on the offshores of Europe.
Any deal reached between the UK and the EU over Brexit will be put to a vote in both houses of Parliament. An inquest has heard the British government was given a report criticising security at hotels in the Tunisian resort of Sousse before a deadly terrorist attack. 30 of the 38 people shot dead by a lone gunman in summer 2015 were British. An 18-year-old man is being questioned on suspicion of murder after a teenage girl was found dead on a pathway in Rotherham. Police say they've increased patrols in the Dinnington area to provide reassurance to members of the community. Two footballers have been ordered to pay £100,000 in damages to a woman who took civil action for rape. That's despite former Scotland international David Goodwillie and his ex-Dundee United teammate David Robertson not facing criminal charges. And a puppy is recovering after swallowing a 20-centimetre-long kitchen knife. Vets say Macy, the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is lucky to be alive as the blade had passed through her stomach and into her intestines. She successfully had it removed.
I said we'd bring that. I said we'd announce puppy knife news.
I didn't hear you say that.
No, I know.
There you go. It's a real life story.
It was a puppy. You swallowed a knife.
Yeah. And her owner realised something was wrong when she heard her squeaking. But it was like the blade squeaking, not the dog making squeaking sounds. But those squeaking sounds coming from inside the dog. Macy.
You know the old woman who swallowed a fly?
No.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Okay.
You remember that rhyme? From
no.
From your child? No?
No. Remember, I'm like 2 decades younger than you.
There was an old lady... There wasn't. No, you're not. There
was. I am. You're 48.
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
47.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And
I'm 28, so that's a 2-decade difference.
All right. Well, anyway, your childhood is lacking because you don't know there was an old lady who swallowed a fly rhyme. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why. Perhaps she'll die. All right. And then to get the fly.
I think when Victoria was a child, they have like television and computers.
She swallowed a spider,
so I didn't have to.
It wriggled and jiggled and wiggled inside her.
Do those.
And then she swallowed a bird. How absurd! She swallowed a bird. Then she swallowed a cat. And then, I'm just wondering if the puppy, what you'd have to swallow in order to get the knife, like a fork or something.
Then she swallowed a duck, didn't she?
You never swallowed a duck, no. It all went wrong in that rhyme, right, when you had a...
It would have gone wrong if... The rhyme would have gone wrong if she swallowed a duck.
Well, and it didn't... Yeah, exactly. What would you swallow next? So she swallowed a fly, right? Then she swallowed a spider, but the natural predator of the fly is a spider, right? That makes sense, okay? Then she swallowed a bird. Birds eat spiders. That makes sense. Then she swallowed a cat. Cats chase after birds. That makes sense. Then she swallows a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah? But next... She swallows a horse, which is weird because the natural predator of the dog is not a horse, whereas the other animal she swallowed were the natural predator of the previous animal that she swallowed, whereas it leaps straight to horse from dog, and I think that's a little bit of an error.
Did she swallow a Frenchman after the horse?
The rhyme's not clear on that. Right, so...
I still need to do the weather.
Oh.
I think we just covered it.
That was not weather related. No. That was John's childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's the weather, Victoria? Did you have weather when you were young?
Yes. You're a bit bitter about your age.
Oh. He drinks
like you
bitter because he's an old man.
Get on with it.
So mostly dry and cloudy, showers across central and northern England, colder and brighter conditions for the southeast, and there are highs of 4 degrees in London and 11 in Edinburgh.
Thank you very much.
Thank God it showers, John, because you can't get out up of the bath, can you?
Do you have a bath with an opening door?
Yeah.
Quite small, so maybe he just uses a bidet or a sink.
Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea striker Diego Costa's big money move to the Far East looks a little less likely today with the news that the use of foreign players has been capped in the Chinese Super League. The Spaniard had been linked with Xianjin Xuanzhan, but the club's owner says a maximum of three foreigners being allowed in matchday squads could scupper any deal. Burnley can set up an FA Cup fourth round tie with Bristol City or Fleetwood later as they face top flight strugglers Sunderland in their replay. Clarence boss Sean Dyche watched his side move into the top half of the Premier League table this week. Sunderland, in contrast, are second bottom. Dyche says he's not likely to feel sorry for his opposite number, David Moyes.
Well, I know for sure David doesn't want my sympathy amongst anyone else's. I'm pretty sure he's tough-minded enough to know the role. He's been doing it for years. And he knows the challenges of it, as do I. I'm learning more and more about it.
Finally, rugby. Alan Wynne-Jones will captain Wales in this year's Six Nations. The Welsh open their campaign against Italy in Rome on the 5th of February. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a diet company is being criticised for an advertising campaign which encourages people to fight the war on thysis. The poster campaign shows a pair of large legs dressed in hijabs and hashtag ban the burger. A complaint's been filed to the Advertising Standards Patrol.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We have work experience punditry on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, yes, your chance to win some meat before the programme is over. Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
That's your choice. Or you could get a box of organic veg because, you know, we're not racist. All to come on the programme. And also, you've just been hearing about the puppy who swallowed a knife. So, today's texting is this. Secondary texting. First one is exactly how you treat the EU as if they were your neighbours. We've already heard about putting speakers on the cliffs of Dover and turning them up just to annoy France. Or letting Britain's dog poo in France's garden. These are all suggestions that are coming in. You can keep those coming in. This is after Theresa May's speech, of course, saying that we'd be good neighbours to Europe. But yeah, puppies swallowed a knife. So, you know, let's do that as well, puppy.
Talk Radio.
It's going to be animals and weaponry. Animals and weaponry on the text of today. It's pun-based. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an animal weaponry pun.
The puppy is absolutely fine. It swallowed an 8-inch kitchen knife. It squeaked. It was the handle squeaking the blade. There's a 12-week-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Macy. And they got the knife out. Swallowed a knife. There was a young dog who swallowed a knife. Perhaps it would die. It didn't. It was absolutely fine.
You should have swallowed a fork.
Yeah. To get the knife.
Yeah.
And then a spoon, the natural predator of the fork.
Yeah.
And then a spork.
Yeah.
And then a cheese grater.
Yeah,
and
then a ladle.
Yeah. All the natural predators of the previous ones. Animals and weaponry, then, today, because a puppy swallowed a knife. That's what we're taking on the text. For instance, a...
Did you not think of any before you came up with
Jack,
it?
A Jack rifle.
Okay,
like a Jack Russell, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the dog element. And the rifle is the weapon. So it's an animal. And the weapon is a Jack rifle. What have you got?
Trebuchet.
Like the sheep?
Yeah.
Bugs Gunny. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
You got a cough?
Nope.
Work experience punditry then at 11 minutes past 2 on a Tuesday afternoon. We bring you work experiences. Work experience, that's the plural. And instead of shoving them in front of a kettle or a photocopier, what what we do is shove our work experiences in front of a microphone to give them proper work experiences in the medium of broadcasting. To quit, they review things. Yesterday, Sophie was in reviewing television. Today, we welcome back Haneel, who is, well, he's got the music. Haven't you got the music?
I have it. It's with me here.
You've got the music in you.
It is. It's inside me, and it's going to spill out.
Right, spill it, Haneel.
All right, I'm going to start four songs. I'm going to start with the one that I like the least, so then things can only get better.
Are you playing that one as well?
No.
By D-Ream?
No, no. That's not in there. That came out. Not this week.
All right.
So I'm going to start with I Don't Want to Live Forever by Zayn and Taylor Swift.
Right. Here we go. Did the dog hear that, and that's why it swallowed a knife?
Yeah. I think that was it,
That's what I thought.
And the dog will live forever, so maybe it is about the dog now.
Yeah.
It's like found the elixir of life.
I think it's going to live forever.
It might do now. I mean, it is at the moment, so maybe it will.
Well, I mean, it's not a magic dog.
Maybe that's why it survived, though.
Maybe it's an immortal dog.
Yeah.
Maybe the knife is like the sword equivalent of in Highlander. And maybe the dog is like Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
Mm. I haven't seen Highlander.
Haven't you?
Is that something you see? Is that, or is it?
You do
else?
See it. Yeah, what is wrong with young people today? Yes, you see Highlander. It's a film directed by Russell Mulcahy. Christopher Lambert.
We're too busy working and not getting paid. That's why.
Yeah. Anyway, watch the film Highlander, and then the dog version of that will make sense to you.
Right, okay.
It's got a sword in it, and it's an immortal thing.
Well, maybe, Well, this is a different film.
Yeah.
This is from 50 Shades Darker.
Okay.
The follow-up to 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And this is from the soundtrack for the film.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
No. That's why I've started with it first.
Yeah.
So we can move on. Corin Bailey-Rae's on the soundtrack as well, singing The Scientist by Coldplay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
which is a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song, yeah. But we'll have to see what Corin Bailey-Rae's done with it. Nick Jonas and Nicki Minaj do a duet called Bomb Biddy Bomb. Sounding pretty promising. And there's original music, though, from Danny Elfman, who did the soundtrack, who did the intro theme for The Simpsons.
Yeah, I know Danny Elfman. Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas, one of his
So it's a bit of a mixed bag, really. There's good people and Nicki Minaj as well.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, which Zayn are we talking about?
Good question. It's Zayn Malik from One Direction.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, he's gone solo now and he's dropped his surname, so he's just Zayn.
Right.
And he's had one album out. And now he's doing this thing.
I don't think he's got to the point where he can drop his surname yet. I think that, Sting,
Sting's surname?
Sting.
Well, that made sense, though, because if you've got two names that are just the same, it doesn't sound good, does it?
No. Bono.
What's his surname?
Vox. True. But Kylie, we get that now, don't we?
Yeah.
Beyonce, okay.
Yeah.
But Zayn is not there yet. He's not got that status. Not Cheryl. Cheryl hasn't either.
Well, maybe they've sort of made a stake in the ground and they're going to... It shows their ambition.
Maybe, I suppose. It's looking for... But, if I was... I mean, Taylor Swift could arguably be Taylor.
Could be.
So I don't know why she's kept the Swift and he's got to drop the Malik.
I don't know, really.
They could have gone for Malik and Swift, although that sounds a little bit like an insurance company.
Yeah. Well, this is Swift's first new release since 2014, which is exciting. I'm sure you've been sort of waiting.
Well, I'm quite a fan of Taylor Swift.
Mm. Yeah, actually, I have to say I'm as well. As far as the big pop stars go, I quite like her songs.
1989 was a great album, wasn't it?
There was some really good
Blank
pop songs.
Blank Space is an excellent song.
Mm. It is, but it's very good.
But this doesn't sound like much of a comeback to me.
No, it isn't. It's a bit disappointing. And it's not on Spotify, which is a big sort of contentious issue with Taylor Swift. She doesn't want any of her music on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Because she says she doesn't agree with perpetuating the perception that music has no value and should be free, which is quite astute, I think, because she's sort of pinpointed the fact that her music only has financial value.
Yeah, rather than artistic merit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not on Spotify if you want to listen to it. You'll have to find it somewhere else, like on YouTube.
All right. Well, so Zayn and Taylor.
Zayn and Taylor.
And is that the lead single from the soundtrack?
Or? It is, yeah. Track one on the soundtrack.
So that must be the best one.
Well, yeah, you would think so.
Worryingly.
And it's only the worst one on this little 20-minute segment.
All right.
So,
it's
difficult.
We're going to go take traffic and travel, so why don't you tease us slightly?
Okay.
With the next, what we're going to hear.
All right, the next song that we'll hear after Traffic and Travel is Say Something Loving by The XX.
Yes.
That's the one we're going to hear.
Is that, do I take an order from that, or is that just a random one? I mean, is that the next worst?
Oh, I would say that's the next worst. We're now, I'd say, we're out of worst, and yeah, we're into not as good, if you see what I mean.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, Haneel, thank you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. We'll be back with us in a moment for Work Experience Punditry. Today, music, and you are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
He scored 4-0. Oh, look at the celebration. Three backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when UNS cancelled. T's and T's apply.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Ugh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £62 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays for the Devon Expressway. This is as you head south away from the M5 through Kenford. A lane's closed because of a broken down coach. There's queues into Cheltenham. There's been a two-vehicle accident near to the Arle Court roundabout on the A40 with congestion back towards the Ben Hall roundabout. Linkage is A15 closed between Waddingham and Canby Corner. That's for the ongoing recovery of a lorry which is overturned. And if you're north on the M1 in Leicestershire, near Leicester junctions 20 to 21, a lane's still out for emergency repairs. I'm Jarena Adams.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. A lot of texts coming in. Thank you for them for today's pun texting. This is because a puppy, as you heard in Victoria's News, a puppy swallowed a knife. That's big news today, apparently. So the puppy is absolutely fine. Let's be clear about that. But it's led us to today's texting of animals and weaponry. Alex has come in with an RPG, Raf.
It's quite good.
Yeah, how does it? Nunchickers. Nunchickers.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's better.
Nunchickers. Got one there?
Yep, Malcolm says tomahawk.
Yep.
And he also said bow. as in bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Bow constrictor.
Yeah. Jeff says panda tank, brackets like a panzer tank, and then admits that he's clutching at straws.
I had fish tank.
It's work experience punditry. 87222, by the way.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a dog... no, an animal's weaponry pun.
We're reviewing new music, though. Already we've heard new music from Zayn. I'm going to say Zayn Malik, because he's not getting the first name treatment from me, I can tell you that. Zayn Malik and Taylor Swift. It was rubbish. What was it called?
I Don't Want to Live Forever.
That's it. So next we are going to the XX.
Yeah, the 20, as I think that is pronounced,
I think
actually.
It is
the 20, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Say Something Loving, let's hear it, and then we can
dissect,
tear it to shreds.
All right, fine. You say something loving.
It's okay, I think.
It's a bit, it's a bit nothing-y.
Yeah.
Oh. What is sorry,
it?
What is that?
I really like it.
Do you?
Yeah, what? let's all compliment it a lot.
Why do you like it, Cornelius?
I really like the XX. I think it's a really nice, soothing song.
Look, you are? Yeah, all right. That's fine.
You're wrong, but fine.
What did you think of their other albums?
I liked them all.
Do you think this one is different to the other ones?
I haven't heard the full album, but I've liked everything I've heard so far.
Oh, yeah. See, it's got a lot of... it's got some pretty good reviews. It's getting sort of like 4 stars, 8 out of 10, all that kind of category.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of hip. They're kind of the moment. They've kind of riding the fashion, the indie fashion wave, aren't they? So
yeah, they seem to have had like a big influence on pop music. And on people like Taylor Swift, they've got that kind of like ethereal, reverb-y synth sound going on, which the XX had on their first album. But the last album came out 5 years ago now. So it's been a while
since...
Yeah, the first album I think was 2009. Have I got that right? I think that's right.
Yeah.
Let's say, that's definitely right.
Yeah, let's just say
that
it
is. That is right. Yeah, 2009. So they've been around for a long time now, only their third album. I don't have too much to say about
it. You're not that...
I'm not a big fan of them. This one, Cornelius, I don't know if
you've got they're one of the best live acts I've ever seen.
I can't see that song there being very interesting live, though.
That's exactly what I thought before I saw them live. I saw them headlining a Best of All a few years ago after their second album.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was really sort of atmospheric, nice.
What's so good about them live, because they're not exactly like charismatic band members, even if you're really into them, that's not one of their... It's not like going to see Queen or anything, is it?
No, you're correct. I guess that's what it brings. It's a different live show to any other sort of band that I'd normally go and see.
In what sense is it different?
It's just quite... it's just a nice sound wave and they're up there and you're enjoying it.
Saying words. What does that mean?
It's nice.
It's a nice sound wave.
Oh,
what does that mean?
I don't know how to put it forward, but it was nice, okay?
It's
I really
nice.
Enjoyed it.
It was different to every single gig. It was nice.
It was one of the best gigs I've ever been to.
Yeah, why?
It's indescribable, I'd say.
It isn't. It isn't. Describe it.
It was just really good.
Some people stood on a stage.
To be there, appreciating some great music being performed live for you.
I've done that. That's all gigs that you're describing.
Exactly.
There. That's not special to them, is it?
That is the sort of least you could ask of a band that performs live, I suppose, is that they are there and they perform live.
Live.
Well...
Oh, yeah,
maybe
no, you're
really
right,
good.
I hate them. Yeah. I forgot, yeah, you're right.
That's right, in fact...
I really hated the gig, that
good,
was
yeah.
right.
In fact,
thank God you've reminded
I'm
me.
I'm going to go and see them at Worst of All.
Oh, well.
So, got you there.
Idiot. Right, okay, XX, we don't like them. Next.
No, next, so we've moved up again now. I think we've made sort of a bit of a leap now to Elbow. They've got a new song out, and it's called Magnificent, She Says. I bet it's in brackets.
Okay, Elbow. I once saw an Elbow tribute.
Oh yeah,
tribute act.
How was that?
They were called Arse, and they were so good I couldn't tell them apart. I couldn't tell Arse.
That's very clever.
From
was it indescribably good?
Yeah. So much so I couldn't even tell you how good it was. Yeah. But what happened was, just to be clear, the band came on stage.
And you can and tell they perform their songs from live. The elbow.
Right, yeah.
They perform their songs live.
And you couldn't tell apart they were the elbow from
art.
From
art. It was a great tribute.
That's good.
Do you like Elbow?
I do. I got into Elbow sort of in the last year, before I found them totally boring, to be honest.
Yeah.
but there's something about listening to them over and over again that it's like Guy Garvey's sheer earnestness seems to eventually win you over.
Yeah.
And he just seems to be like a really nice bloke.
He's a lovely bloke. Mm. I've worked with Guy Garvey. Clang. and he is absolutely lovely. Mm. Yeah, he really is. But I do find I can't listen to a whole Elbow album.
Really, yeah.
Because it's just very samey.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I'm glad he's a nice guy, because it would be a real shame if
he's also a nice Garvey.
That's excellent, that is.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Do you want to be my new sidekick? You're better than me.
Just stand here, sort of compliment everything you say.
Yeah, that's right. Cornelius hasn't learned that yet. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah, because that would make great radio, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah.
It's just correct opinion.
You might as well listen to Chris Moyles if you want that. Oh, Chris, you're so funny and brilliant.
So this is quite good. I think the thing that sort of caught my ear was that big string swell, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think you need sort of one little bit that makes you not think it's totally boring. And then it's like your enjoyment of it sort of seeps out from that one moment. So it's like, oh, I like the bit after that now.
Yeah.
And I like the bit just before. And I eventually like the whole song. And then you want to like hang out with Guy Garvey.
Yeah. They're never going to top the one about throwing the curtains wide, are they?
No.
Let's be honest. That's Elbow peak. Yeah. That's it peak is. Elbow.
That's sort of wrist, really.
It is, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a funny bone, I think. It's the peak L. You're not going to top it, so you might as well not try.
No, they should actually just retire now. Yeah. Which, interestingly, the drummer has. He's actually left the band. They've been together for 20 years, and at this point, the drummer has left, which I find there must be something behind that. I don't know what it is. It's a mystery.
Neither do I, but, thanks for flagging up something we don't have an answer to.
Yeah, well, there's a new drummer on this album, so if you,
all right.
I'm sure you'll notice.
If your drumming was the bit of Elbow you hated most, then this could be the album for you.
Yeah, well, exactly.
All right. Finally.
Finally, this is Wolfpack, and the song is called Aunt Leslie.
Wolfpack.
Yes, Wolfpack.
I mean, good.
Yeah.
Wolf.
They're an American band from the University of Michigan, and they are sort of pretending to be like a sort of made-up 60s German backing band, a bit like the Wrecking Crew from America and the Funk Brothers and Muscle Shoals. And they're...
what? Of course. Are you broken?
In the States, during the 60s, they had these, like, studio backing bands. So, like, Phil Spector, the producer, would come in and he would record a song, and the Wrecking Crew were his backing band, and they would sort of, like, play behind, all these songs. There were some other ones called the Funk Brothers and Muscle Shoals. They were down in, like, Nashville. And Wolfpack basically said, oh, we could be a backing band that plays 60s-style music, but we'll pretend we're a German one called Wolfpack. I was going to call them a YouTube band, but that seems kind of unfair. They seem to be sort of based on YouTube, but these days that seems like calling a band a CD band. That's just YouTube is just a new place where bands exist. So they do all this kind of R&B stuff. Speaking of best gigs that we've been to, I went to see Wolfpack in a bowling alley inside the O2 Dome a few months ago, and that was the best gig I've ever been to. And it was good because everyone was dancing and the band were really enjoying it.
Yeah. Right, you don't have to describe it.
Well, it wasn't.
Did the band come on stage and perform something live?
They did. They did. That was what made it so good. It was.
I know that venue as well. The bowling alley within the O2.
Yeah, yeah.
So bands can say they're playing the O2, but really it's the bowling alley inside the O2. But there is a little stage in there, and it's quite a nice venue.
And it was nice because they've got a bit of a cult following, so it sort of sold out immediately. And there was like 1,000 people there, and everyone was delighted to be there. And the band had a really good time as well. So that was excellent. I wouldn't say that's their best song. but it just came out like 2 days ago.
All right.
But they're really good. Check them out on YouTube.
There you go. There's Haneel with the songs in order of his preference there, which I think is how it kind of works on Six Music with Round Table, isn't it? More or less. So there it was. Thank you very much for coming in. Work Experience
thank
Punctuary,
you.
Haneel.
Cheers.
There. And in the next half an hour, we bring you PR dressed up as interview. That's going to happen. And in the bit of the show that's sort of after that, there's sort of the big debate. That's at 3 o'clock. And after that, you can win some meat, chicken, beef, or lamb in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. Also sausages. Why?
Because it's a Tuesday.
That's right. Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist.
All of that coming up on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has revealed her Brexit plans can't allow the UK to stay in the European single market. Theresa May has set out her vision for negotiations in order to reach a deal which she's confirmed will be voted on in both Houses of Parliament. She insists she will work to get a free trade agreement with the EU. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson welcomes that and explains why he thinks it's achievable.
This is in our mutual interest. We're not leaving Europe. We're disentangling ourselves from the treaty of the EU, we can remain powerfully committed to Europe with a new European partnership, whilst also going forward with an identity as Global Britain.
Russia's President Putin has accused the outgoing US administration of trying to undermine Donald Trump by spreading false allegations. Barack Obama's successor has described the claims as fake news. In the last few minutes, a triple killer has lost his appeal against his whole life prison term. Arthur Hutchinson took his case to the European Courts of Human Rights, arguing the jail term amounts to inhumane and degrading treatment as he has no hope of release. He's been in jail since 1984. Police investigating the disappearance and suspected murder of Claudia Lawrence will now only look into new and compelling information. The probe is being scaled back nearly 8 years after the chef was last seen in North Yorkshire. And the train drivers' union ASLEF has suspended industrial action on Southern Rail after the company agreed to new talks. Negotiations will be hosted by the Trade Union Congress. Drivers were planning to strike on 3 dates later this month in a row about who should operate train doors. The weather mostly dry and cloudy with showers across central and northern England, colder and brighter conditions for the southeast. Highs are between 4 degrees in London and 11 in Edinburgh. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. Mm. By the way, any update on Lindsay Lohan joining ISIS?
She hasn't.
Right, thank you for that. If she does, though, rest assured we'll bring you that news here first. If Lindsay Lohan joins ISIS, you will hear it here on Talk Radio as breaking news. Speaking of breaking news, Victoria's got bonus news now. What was that? Was that your...
Haneel had adjusted the arms on the chair and I like them quite high up to rest my elbows, so I was just putting them back.
We reviewed elbow. So the the bonus news today, and the reason it's here, of course, is Victoria's bulletins are much smaller than they used to be. She's had a bulletin reduction. And so she must make the time up, of course, because she gets paid the same. Like a Toblerone last year in the news, Toblerone, smaller, Toblerone, cost the same. That's your news.
Yeah.
So, bonus news, of course, today, vegetable, is it vegetable news?
Correct.
Vegetable news.
Okay, so starting off with a serious story, there's a warning supermarkets in the UK are running low on courgettes. Cold... Why are you laughing? They're very popular. Cold weather across Europe has apparently hit suppliers. Tesco's described the situation as short-term. The weather in Spain and Italy has also affected lettuce, broccoli and cabbage growers. A woman, nicknamed Mystic Veg because she claims to be able to tell the future using asparagus, has revealed her predictions for 2017. Asparamancer Jemima Packington throws spears into the air and the different ways they land mean different things. And I believe she was actually on the Howard Hughes Unexplained show, but I didn't have time to find the audio. But I've got some of her predictions for this year. A celebrity couple she's described as national treasures are going to get divorced. She hasn't named them, though.
Queen.
Yeah.
Well, she's also said that there will be troubling times for the royal family.
Queen.
So maybe.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
The USA is going to be seen as a pariah under the presidency of Donald Trump.
Well, solid. Again, anyone can guess that.
Well,
I don't need to throw some vegetables at the floor to know that.
She put them on a sheet.
Britain will be finding itself more independent than normal in the following year.
Brexit will go ahead despite efforts of those wishing to derail it. apparently, other EU countries will follow the UK's example and apply to withdraw from the European Union.
Yeah.
Political turmoil within UK opposition parties will rumble on.
I mean, it's not even a... She's not even trying, is she?
Apparently, there'll be many more sporting scandal stories that will emerge with very high-profile figures falling from grace.
She's not very good, is she?
Well, maybe she's really good. Maybe this is what the asparagus really has.
So she's called
just doing sweeping statements.
I know.
She's called Mystic Veg.
That's what she's nicknamed.
Because she reads the future with...
asparagus.
Good job. She doesn't use her fufu. What would she be called then?
That wouldn't be in vegetable news if that was the case.
Oh, you're right, that'd be a very different kind of news.
Yeah. And there's an asparagus festival in Evesham, and apparently her predictions are so accurate she gets repeat customers.
Oh, no.
She can read 50 predictions a day. Anyway, and finally, there's a new kitchen gadget which makes eating radishes more fun. So the Ravenello cuts the radish so it looks like a mushroom you'd see in Super Mario. It doesn't change the flavour or make them magical, though.
That is cool, actually.
It cost $12, so it's around £10 in post-Brexit Britain. Or pre-Brexit Britain. It's all just slumped, hasn't it? Anyway.
There's Victoria with both vegetable and financial news at the end there. That's very good. Bonus news. Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Great. More bonus news, of course, tomorrow. It's mineral news. Mineral news tomorrow. Victoria back at 3 o'clock with the news and still to come on the programme. You can win some meat, as you know, in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. Or you can win some chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. What?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. All coming on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, we promised you guest action on the programme, and guest action is what you're going to get right now. Very briefly, because we were going to chat to her far more after the traffic and travel, which is coming momentarily. But hi, now, your surname, right?
Yeah.
People argue about this, because I've asked around.
Right, okay, go on.
Is it Ruffle or Raffel?
It's Ruffle.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you're right. You're bang on. Bang on the money.
Yeah, Susie Ruffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because otherwise, I don't know why people thought that.
I'm not posh. It's bucket bouquet.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm definitely Ruffle.
Yeah, it's a Ruffle.
Yeah.
It's a Ruffle.
It's a Ruffle.
I ask you this, because this is the same week I got called out by M. Night. And I know this, you know the director.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Whose name I've never been able to pronounce correctly. Which was awkward. Well, exactly. It was really awkward because I had to interview him. And of course, what I was doing was I was going, and I'm talking now to M. Nightsman. And he was going, look, at the end of the interview, he just went, look, right, you rushed past my name every time there, right? And so, try it again. And I was going, right, oh, God. Shileman. He's going, no. No. Anyway, this went on and on. So I just wanted to clear this. Anyway, for the record.
Yes, please.
His has got a silent Y, so it's just Charlemagne.
Good to know.
Should that ever crop up?
And you know what? It might. I'm pleased that we've had this chat.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to clear that up before we start, because I don't want at the end you to call me out and go, what you've just
By the way, my name's this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just embarrassing. So anyway. So we've nailed that.
Nailed it.
Good. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you?
Good, very good, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take traffic and travel. This is just by way of a sort of slight introduction, and then we come back and do the main.
Perfect.
As we both know, and again, let's not beat around the bush, it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
This is true, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
We're going to do it. We're going to smash it.
Susie, good. We'll talk to you next on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to on a Tuesday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Hmm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon.
We know every Nissan back to front.
So for total peace of mind, visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January. Get a deposit contribution of £500 or even £1,000 on X-Trail, plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s, participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with a five-star luxury golf trip for two to Florida with Valspar Trade. Just make a purchase in-store before the 29th of January for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. See in-store for details. TradePoint members only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester's M66 has been northbound. The exit slip at 2 for Berry's closed. That's because of a vehicle fire. Through Markham Moor in Nottinghamshire, the southbound A1 is struggling towards the A57 Cliffgate. The turn for Markham, a lane's out there because of an accident as you head towards Newark. Between Waddingham and Canby Corner in Lincolnshire, both sides of the A15, that remains closed off for the recovery of an overturned lorry. And there's delays on the Devon Expressway. This is south away from the M5 through Kenford because of a broken down coach. I'm Joanna Adams.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is that. Yes, I am him. It's the afternoons. It's a Tuesday one before we talk to Susie. Of course, we'll keep you abreast of the news situation. Theresa May's speech this morning, of course. We are still trying to work out what kind of Brexit it is. We knew it was going to be a red Brexit, a white Brexit, or a blue Brexit. Then it was going to be a hard Brexit, possibly a soft Brexit. Then she said yesterday it was going to be a clean Brexit. We still don't know whether it's a clean Brexit or a dirty Brexit or a soggy Brexit or a rich tea Brexit. We're still trying to work it out. If we get that news, we will of course bring that to you. If Lindsay Lohan joins ISIS, you will also hear about that this afternoon first on this programme. It's quite complicated, the news, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many
it.
Many people can't get their head around the news. And we are here to help on a daily basis, as regular listeners will know, because what we do is we analyse the news. It's a little bit like Andrew Marr. But if Andrew Marr liked Japanese poetry. So what we do is we drill down into each news issue on a daily basis. And when you do that, when you frack down into the news, rather than shale gas, what comes out is, of course, Oriental short form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
May says we'll have a clean Brexit that's red, white and blue and means Brexit.
The news in haikus, and we're still not sure what kind of Brexit it is. No idea at all. Uh, The latest, by the way, just to bring you up to date with the breaking news, is that she says she thinks it's going to be a Belvita breakfast Brexit now. Okay, then, guest action. Hot guest action. PR, dressed up as interview. That's what we bring you. Susie Ruffles here. Hello again, Susie.
Hello.
I know I'm saying hello. You've simply sat in front of me for the last 5 minutes. We've just
been
chatting
here.
Idly.
Yep.
But it's just for the benefit of the listener.
Yep. Just remind them that I'm here.
Exactly that, really. Now, interesting, I asked you about your surname, and
yes.
You were saying about, well, of course, Ruffle, it's the common version, but your show's called Common, so that
exactly.
Sort of ties in, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. I'm definitely not trying to dress myself to be something that I'm not.
No.
I know where I am.
You are wearing a nice floral print.
I'm wearing the kind of shirt that your nan would wear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sort of my look. Accidentally. I didn't try and be a hipster.
Yeah.
I just quite like
but it is a
bit, loud
it
shirt.
It is a bit hipster, though, you see. I mean, whether or not you thought that was an unfashionable shirt,
yeah.
It's not. So you've come full circle.
Yeah. I mean, I also live in East London. I am part of the problem, if I'm honest.
You really are. Yeah. Yeah.
Should I go now?
Well, yes.
Yeah,
no,
sorry
well,
about that, guys.
Just, I'll tell you why I mentioned it. It's because Work Experience Daisy out
yes.
there, right? Now, she found us someone to do our Lonely Lunch Club, right?
Right, okay.
Our Lonely Lunch
yep.
Club. And earlier on, we spoke to somebody who runs a company that does floral prints on all clothes. So he will have technically had a hand in your shirt. That's a bad thing to say. He would have technically.
I doubt it very much.
He would have. Yeah, well, he would have technically been involved in the making of your shirt. Is what I meant.
Right.
Yeah. So just to say, you know, it's a small world.
It is. It is a small world, and I'm pleased we've covered my shirt, if nothing else.
Good. What's the show about then?
So my show is about. It's basically about me sort of reclaiming my working class roots.
Yeah.
So I've been in London for about 10 years. I'm from Portsmouth originally.
Yep.
And I think when I first moved here, I was not embarrassed, but I wanted to sort of be something else. I tried to be like a bit of a hipster. I wanted to be sort of part of the cool sort of London gang.
Yeah.
And it took me to get to about 30 to realise that's sort of a load of rubbish and that it doesn't really mean anything. And so this show's about... me, it's a lot of stories from my childhood and from my family and sort of celebrating, you know, a lot of comedy for me, it seems at the moment, is a really middle class place.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring in something that was a bit different. I wanted to bring in sort of a working class element to a degree so that I could sort of share part of who I am on stage without trying to fit
yeah.
into I don't know, a different group
what
that
do you
I'm
mean,
not part
in
of.
In the sense that comedy's a work... Do you mean the, sort of the circuit? I mean, in what sense is comedy... I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. A question of sort of explaining it slightly more.
Sure. Well, I certainly think when I took the show up to the Edinburgh Festival, it often seems up there. Like, a lot of it's very Oxbridge.
Yeah.
And I've always not really felt like I fit in that world. I didn't go to university. I don't have a backup plan. I've got 4 GCSEs. my parents aren't rich. My dad buys and sells lorries. My mum is a mum, and before that she worked in a factory.
Yeah.
And for a long time, to my shame, I was sort of embarrassed about that. I didn't want
That's
people to know that I hadn't... Like, a lot of my friends, their parents are teachers or solicitors, and they've got all these sort of highfalutin jobs.
Yeah.
And for a while, I was a bit embarrassed that I came from a long line of used car salesmen
yeah.
and people that delivered coal for a living. And then after a while, I sort of, I don't know, found some sort of pride in it. And went,
I
like that I'm from that. I like that I'm a little bit different. I like that... My family sort of have something slightly different to say.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I'm interested in that because my dad's a builder,
mm-hmm.
Retired now. Mum was a nurse.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that... absolutely. You come from that kind of background, but that's... but. I don't know. I mean, does that inform comedy? I suppose it does in a way, because it's about you and it's about your life story and about being honest on stage, isn't it? Because
yeah.
audience will see through it if you're not being honest about yourself.
Yeah, and I think, like, this is my third show, this one. And I think my first two shows, I was sort of doing an impression of what I thought a comedian should be like.
Yeah.
And then it took me doing loads and loads of gigs and travelling all over the country, doing different sets in different areas, comparing, talking to audiences to sort of find out, like, oh, I can just... be who I am down the pub on stage. I can just be sort of myself, but, you know, with a pre-prepared material.
Obviously,
don't worry,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
It's
not sort of an hour's worth of just busking whatever
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Guys, let's just freestyle.
There are jokes
there
and callbacks.
Jokes in
it works,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I guess sort of embracing that and the stories from this year's show. This show's like quite a personal storytelling show. And that's the sort of stand-up that I love, people that sort of take you on a journey.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do. So I've been taking the show around the country. I did 15 dates before Christmas, going to lovely little touring venues all over the place. And then at the end of January, I've got a run at the Soho Theatre.
In London, yeah.
Yep. And then in March, I take it back for another 15 dates around the country.
Oh, okay.
To little touring venues.
Yeah, all right. And let's, again, get that out of the way. Where would we find those dates, Susie?
Yeah,
where?
Of course.
Where?
It's all the details would be at susieruffle.com/tours.
There.
Yes.
There now.
And the Soho Theatre dates, they are on there, but they're also at Soho Theatre.
30th of January to the 1st of February?
Yes.
Yeah, hang on, that's, is that right? 9
yeah,
p.m.
Yeah,
9
yeah.
p.m., that's
yeah.
right, yeah, 9 p.m.
Correct.
Good.
Correct.
Well, I was just reading some of your reviews here as well, because, you know, I've got your PR sheet that they sent.
Yeah, they send that,
they do that, don't they? Strutting around the stage as though she owned it.
Yeah, I will do that. I will be Larry, sorry about that.
Yeah, although that, you know, I suggest that that's a little bit middle class, isn't it? So they're strutting around like you own the place, don't you think? That's what.
Well, no, I've got a mortgage on it, but I mean, the bank basically owns it. Yeah, that's what's happened.
As long as you're honest.
Yeah, that's fine. I owe 5% of it.
Yeah. You can rent it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's actually not a bad idea. You can rent out. There's a money-making scheme for a comedian. So you get the stage.
And then
the
I'll give someone else 5%
sort of
it.
Rent it out. And let everyone in the audience, someone in the audience, like a mic spot.
Yeah, okay.
Just trying to help. All right, so other stuff then, because you've done a lot of writing.
Yeah, I do.
As well. So you've written for Mott the Week.
I've written for Mott the Week and for The Last Leg and 8 out of 10 Cats.
Yeah, I used to write Mott the Week.
Did you?
Yeah, first two series.
Did you like it?
Back in those days,
yeah.
It was that very sort of, and rightly criticised, male-dominated bear pit of hell.
Yes.
And they struggled to get women comedians on, I mm-hmm. think,
yeah.
because it was just such an aggressive male. Wait, and I was thinking about this, and I don't know, when I knew you were coming on, and I don't know how it happened, because no one did that deliberately.
No.
And it just sort of happened, and I think it was probably a lot of the comedians on screen who were quite nervous about it, so because the point of Mott the Week is you have to step forward.
Yeah, it needs to be quite combative, doesn't it, for it to work.
So, you know, to get your moment in the spotlight, you've got to do that kind of thing, and I guess men are just a little bit more aggressive about it, or worse. Certainly.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe you've backed off a bit. I mean, how did you find it when you wrote? Because presumably it was sort of changing by then, was it?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that it's... when I've written for Mock, it's been for my friends that are comics. It's been in a writing room with them and sort of bouncing ideas off of each other. But I've found, you know, it's something that comes up a lot with being a female comic, questions people ask a lot. And I think that I don't think there's been a time that's been better to be a woman in comedy.
Yeah,
I think it's a really exciting time for women in comedy. And I think more and more people are up for watching women and up for having women on TV shows. You know,
does it make it easier now than because obviously you do get a lot more women on panel shows on TV doing those things. And I think I read, I don't know whether it was an interview with you or something, where you said that in terms of going live as a stand-up into a room, and a stag night a sort of classic Friday night gig, where, you know, if your woman comes on, it's already harder because the audience are going, oh, women aren't funny. But now, has that changed since more women have appeared on television?
Do you know what? I don't know. Maybe it has. I think that... I think there are loads of things that can go against you when you walk on stage in a club if you're not what the audience might perceive as sort of like, you know, what they think of as a comic. So a man in his 40s probably that's wearing a suit maybe, that's like, a lot of people that go to comedy clubs will go all the time and they'll have an idea that comics come in all different shapes and sizes, male, female, different races, but some people do have sort of an old-fashioned idea in their head. I think maybe at one point when you walked on as a woman... people might have gone, oh, let's see what she's like, or I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
But if you go on and the first thing you do straight out of the gate is have a big gag, make them laugh, then they're on your side.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah,
do you have a sort of not one opening line, but a sort of selective opening line? Do you gauge the audience as you go in? Do you sort of read them and then think, right, that opening line's going to be the one that I'm going to start with?
Yeah, I often do. I'll see who's in the room. Whether there's like lots of couples or like people with, I've got a lot of material about relationships, I've got a lot of material about families, and gauge who's in the room, and then that'll be sort of the kickoff point. Or if something's happened during the interval, or if I've noticed something, or as I've walked on stage, something happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like to think on my feet on stage. I like to keep it quite light.
Yeah.
From the off.
So you don't script then at all? You just kind of have notes?
I've got lots of routines. Yeah. So my routines are sort of like in my notebook. No one could ever steal my gags because... A, I'm so dyslexic, it wouldn't make sense to anybody other than me.
Yeah.
And my handwriting is terrible, but also it's just a bunch of bullet points. We go, oh yeah, go from that into that.
Yeah.
And then go from that into that. So it's all just separate little routines that I throw out. But the show that I'm doing is in an order, but I will be honest with you, that order has changed a number of times.
I will again.
Whilst I've been on stage and gone, they really laughed at that bit. Do that bit now.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. And in terms of, let's talk about it very quickly because we're running out of time, but
yeah, of
in terms of support, because that's another skill, I think, in that, because you support, you know, you've gone, you have to play rooms where, I think you supported Alan Carr, I think,
I have, yeah.
And Romesh.
Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Kevin Bridges, yeah, I've done
a lot
of support.
So, you know, they're sort of the big TV names, I guess, and then you have to walk out into a room of their audience.
Yep.
And again, you've got to then win them over very quickly. How does that work?
What I always do when I open for people, and being on tour, I just love opening for Alan and Josh and Romesh and Kevin has always been an absolute treat. I'm so lucky to have done it. And I find the best thing of doing is, first of all, they usually introduce you, which is great because then they're saying, hey, I've chosen this person to come on the road with me. So having Alan Carr say, you know, all the new acts that are up and coming at the minute, him saying, oh, I've chose Susie. Already they're thinking, oh, great. This hopefully will be someone that we like. And then what I normally do is I tell a story about what's happened that day or go, oh, me and Al did this day or me and Josh did that the other day.
Yeah.
So that people go, oh, okay, she's part of the show. Yeah. She's not just
even
some random.
Even if it's a lie.
Even if it happened a month ago or as with Josh's tour about 2 years ago. But it always works. It always works. So I carry on doing it.
Listen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So the dates are at Soho, then 30th January through the 1st of February, and then round the country.
Round the country, all my details are at susieruffle.co.uk.
There you go.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Right, Susie Ruffle there. Next on the programme, the big debate, of course, at 3. We'll be giving away some meat before 4 o'clock. That will be in a game of... And it's a budget thing, Susie, if I'm honest. But genuinely, we do. Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice. Or sausages,
because it's a Tuesday.
And there's a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Yeah.
So, all that, and that's in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. If you'd like to play, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free keycard and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus, Renault Finance, order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903, 24 monthly payments of £159, final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only, subject to status, over 18s, T's and C's apply, see renault.co.uk/offers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the
trade go. At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex VAT. Now, it's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Phil from Leicester visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as being approved in minutes, he can buy from any dealer he likes. So congratulations, Phil. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR were a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £62 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM gives Brexit details, tripper killer loses human rights case, a missing woman probe is scaled down.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has confirmed Britain will leave the European single market when it quits the EU.
So we do not seek membership of the single market. Instead, we seek the greatest possible access to it through a new, comprehensive, bold and ambitious free trade agreement.
The Prime Minister says it means the UK will no longer have to contribute huge sums to the European Union budget. In a major speech about her Brexit plans, Mrs May has also confirmed MPs will get a say on the plans.
I can confirm today that the government will put the final deal that is agreed between the UK and the EU to a vote in both Houses of Parliament before it comes into force.
Jeremy Corbyn has criticised how she delivered the speech, saying it should have been in Parliament. An inquest has heard the UK government criticise security at hotels in the Tunisian resort of Sousse months before a terror attack there. 38 people, including 30 from Britain, were killed by a lone gunman in June 2015. A man who killed three members of the same family has lost his appeal against his whole life prison term. Arthur Hutchinson had claimed it was breaching his human rights as he had no hope of release, but judges have found there had been no violation. Police are scaling down their probe into the disappearance and suspected murder of Claudia Lawrence 8 years ago. The chef went missing in York in 2009 when she was 35. Her body has never been found. And Game of Thrones actress Maisie Williams is going to star in a new animation from the makers of Wallace and Gromit. She'll provide the voice for Guna in the prehistoric era film Early Man. Eddie Redmayne and Tom Hiddleston had already signed up for the movie.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's got the
weather. Yeah. Can hear you now.
The microphone broke. I've had to move to another microphone. Did you notice that happening while you were doing your news?
Yeah, I was laughing at you.
Yeah, well, this is the old microphone. Marta's going to switch it on, right? So that's the. This is the old microphone. It doesn't work anymore, does it? Even if I hit
it. Have you got it the right way around?
Doesn't work.
All right.
That's broken. So now I've got to use this microphone over here.
Oh, now you're back.
Anyway, there you go. That's what happened.
Yep.
Did you do the news?
That's why you started talking.
Did you do the weather?
Nope.
Ooh. It's called Victoria. It's got the weather. It's got the weather. It's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Mostly dry and cloudy with showers across central and northern England. Colder and brighter conditions for the southeast with highs of between 4 in London and 11 degrees in Edinburgh.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live. You ready for this? Live. It's a pre-recorded sport. Live from a performance by the National Kazoo Orchestra while they're being flattened by a steamroller.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. In tonight's FA Cup action, Sam Allardyce aims for his first win as Crystal Palace manager at the sixth attempt. The Premier League strugglers take on Sky Bet League One promotion contenders Bolton in their third round replay at Selhurst Park. Allardyce will be giving fringe players a chance against his former club. He says it'll help him decide whether they have a future at Palace or not.
The team out there that with so many Premier League players with Premier League experience cannot beat or defeat that on their own ground tells me an awful lot about those players. So you can't beat Bolton, you can't really expect the same thing.
The winners host Manchester City next. Among tonight's five other replays, National League leaders Lincoln City entertain Sky Bet Championship Ipswich at Sinsale Bank. Finally, rugby. Alan Wynne-Jones will captain Wales in this year's Six Nations. The Ospreys lock takes over from Sam Warburton, who's been in the role for the last 6 years. The Welsh open their campaign against Italy in Rome, 5th of February. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a performance by the National Kazoo Orchestra while they're being flattened by a steamroller. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. So don't forget still to come on the programme then. You can win some meat. Yes, it's a budget thing. Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
All of that to give away because we don't have a budget for any proper prizes. In a game of band or Eskimo word for snow, if you would like to play against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hiya.
Then here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all coming up in the next hour of the programme.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So, of course, then, the big main news today is Theresa May's speech, in which, as we have been saying, she's been laying out her plans for a hokey-cokey Brexit. Details of what she wants in, what she wants out, what she wants to shake all about. We've been bringing you all afternoon, of course, on the programme. And we can probably all still agree, at least, that Brexit means Brexit, whatever that means. I've just checked, and what it does mean is that, if nothing else, at least it keeps Donald Trump off the front pages for once. Yep, that's true. Not on the front pages. She said we're going to remain good neighbours with the EU. That's something that Theresa May definitely said during the speech. And it means, of course, that if two European countries have a war in the future, we in Britain can hold a cup up against Europe to listen to it, just like you would if your neighbours were having a fight. So she seemed to suggest a kind of a rosy future, and that all the uncertainty re the Brexit deal is just teething problems. I mean, no one believes what she said, but that is what she said. She said in her speech that the UK would deploy, re the teething problems, Bongella onto Brussels to take away the pain of Brexit. And she said to use that, they're going to use Boris Johnson's unused water cannon, which will be recalibrated to fire the analgesic gel at Euro MPs. That's what she said this afternoon, to get rid of the teething problems. Boris Johnson's water cannon will be recalibrated to fire Bongella at Europe. What do we make of that? Well, on the line is listener Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello?
Hello, hello, Ross?
Hello?
Hello? You there?
I'm here, yeah.
Hello, Ross.
You?
Yep, I'm here. Good to talk to you, Ross. Now, you...
Not too bad.
Yep. You phoned in because you heard me say the word teething problems there, which in reference to Theresa May's speech. And you phoned in because you think teething are a problem, don't you?
They are, yeah. I don't like teeth.
No. What's wrong with teeth?
They get on my nerves. A bit of a waste of time, if you're asking me.
A waste of time, are they? Why, Ross, why are teeth a waste of time? That's what people want to know.
Look, John, my bedtime routine consists of three things, right?
Yeah.
I watch a Jason Statham film.
Yes.
Bonk or plank or something like that, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And then I drink a pint of water and then I sleep.
Yeah.
I haven't got time to go cleaning these little tiny little graveyard things inside my head. Yeah. I haven't got time for it.
Well, what's your suggestion then? What's your you're coming up with a problem. I need a solution. Solution this. What would you do? Are you suggesting that you...
Go on.
What?
Go on.
I am. You what?
Go on.
Okay. So you're suggesting then that we... I mean, in your case, you're just not... touching your teeth in the hope that they'll just fall out and rot eventually and you won't have any, which will achieve, of course, your aim. But are you suggesting that this is what we all should be doing, Ross?
I don't know about you. It's something I'd appreciate if you did it, yeah.
Yeah, but you want
to... I've been a bit on my own sometimes with things like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the minority, but everyone else is doing something different.
Right. Well, hold that thought, because I want to bring in Matt now, who's just called in, having heard you there. Matt, welcome to Talk Radio. Thanks for talking to us.
So, John, how's it going?
Yeah. So, now, you've heard what Ross said there about teeth. He's got three... remind us of your bedtime routine, Ross.
So, write this down.
Okay, hang on, get a pen.
Yeah, hang on. Okay, I'll use my phone, yeah?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, I can't, I'm speaking on it. Hang on, that's not work.
All right.
I'll memorise it.
All right, go on, Ross, go on.
Number one, what's a Jason Statham pill?
Yeah, which one did you say?
Spinkle... Donk. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay, donk.
Spank.
Snatch.
Spank.
Snatch.
Yeah. No.
Spank.
Right, okay, I got that, yeah.
Drink a pint of water.
Pint of water, yeah.
Go to sleep.
Right, okay, Matt, what's wrong with that? What's he missed out?
Well, you know, he can't even remember what film he's watching. That's the first thing that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
To be fair to him, though, Matt, it's a Jason Statham film and they're all the same. So you can't criticise a man for that. Let's talk about teeth is the issue, right? He's saying he wants to get rid of teeth, right? He wants to see an end to teeth. He thinks they should all go. He's not cleaning them because they'll fall out eventually. It's an end to teeth. I know you've phoned in Matt because you're part of the pro-teeth lobby. What is it about teeth that you like that means we should keep them?
Well, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm filling in a bit here. But to be honest with you, right, teeth are the best thing since sliced apples, I guess, because you need teeth to eat the apples, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
But wait a minute, you see, already, what? Though, you don't need teeth to slice the apples, do you? You could use a knife.
Well, yeah, I don't have a knife, so I have to use my teeth.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah,
hang on, but couldn't you argue? Let's play.
I can argue, yeah.
Yeah, don't at the moment. But let's play the devil's advil. I mean, and Ross, tell me if you wouldn't be happy. If we got rid of teeth...
I wouldn't be happy with that.
wait till I've finished. If you got if we got rid of teeth and we just we just put little knives in the place of the teeth in the gum in the gum holes that were left and used those, that's not teeth, is it? But they're doing the job of teeth. So Matt, surely you'd be happy with that.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you know, teeth are kind of like, you know, I feel a connection to teeth.
Yeah.
So why would I want to get rid of them and put knives in? And, you know, I'd be cutting my tongue every 5 minutes as well.
Well, you'd have to retrain the mouth. I mean, I'm not saying it'd be, you know, it's not...
I can't, I haven't got the time, John. I mean, when am I supposed to do this? When am I supposed to retrain my mouth? When am I supposed to get them fitted? I mean, that's going to take half an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to retrain myself.
All right.
You'd have to have metal lips, wouldn't you? You'd have to have metal lips.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, metal lips and all. How long will that take to install?
Well, that's another half an hour, but surely you can take an hour out of your day to install metal teeth, like knife teeth and metal lips.
You could have a copper tongue. You've got to wait for delivery as well. They're waiting in all day for that. You know what delivery's like. Gold tonsils. Oh, what?
Let's look at the. This is. I mean, I know you're not alone, Ross. I know you thought you were, but you're not. There's a strong anti-teeth lobby. Which is kind of reception area. They say tough on teeth, tough on the causes of teeth. But Ross, let me ask you, what is the cause of teeth? What is the cause of teeth?
Well, it's people trying to do too much at difficult times.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning, you're lying in bed, aren't you? And you're doing nothing all night, you're lying there.
Yeah.
First thing you do, get up, you're meant to clean your teeth. You've been doing nothing with them, you haven't eaten, have you? Gets on my nerve.
Go on, I think he's missing the point here. I think he's missing the point. Cleaning the teeth is to make yourself minty fresh, not smell like someone, you know, has done a poo-poo in your mouth.
Right.
You know, or, for example, it might have happened, but it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you should choose that example. Let me look at this. We know that what's the cause of teeth? Well, we know what the cause of teeth is. Of course, geologists have been working on this for years. Essentially, teeth are skull... stalactites and stalagmites, aren't they? It's caused by limestone dripping through the gums. We know that, right? Yep. And we know teeth were initially discovered by mouth adventurers, tiny ones, and it was only those early mouth explorers, of course, that led to modern dentistry, where now full-size people probe around your teeth and explore them. Causes of teeth is limestone dripping through the gums. If that's the case, let's go back to the root, and pardon that pun, cause.
Pardoned.
Thank you. Ross... how do we stop the limestone dripping through the gums and forming the teeth stalactites in the first place?
It's talking to me?
Yep.
I won't lie, I was thinking about biscuits. Can you say it again?
Yes, how do we stop the limestone dripping through the gums?
You might have to go further, John, to be honest.
And forming the skull... The teeth are skull stalactites. They're the ones that are up the upper teeth. The skull stalagmites are the bottom teeth. They sometimes meet in the middle. They're made of limestone. It drips through the gums. How do we stop that if you want to get rid of teeth?
Is this me now?
Yes, you now.
Oh, the first one. Something about the rocks.
Yeah, that'll do. teeth were first discovered, of course.
In Sweden, weren't it?
No.
Was it Sweden?
No, they weren't. No, we'll get to that.
That's stupid.
This is... teeth were first brought to Britain, as I don't think I need to tell you, by Sir Francis Drake, of course. He brought tobacco back to potatoes, January, waves, footprints.
He brought quite a lot back, didn't he?
He did. And teeth.
Some stuff you haven't mentioned yet, I imagine.
And he gave the teeth to Prince... To Queen Victoria, of course, and Prince Albert as a gift. They wore the teeth. They popularised teeth. That's why we have teeth today. Do you think it'd be a very different place if Drake hadn't brought teeth back from the Caribbean?
Is it me again now?
Don't care which.
Is it me or him? Oh, you care which? Yeah, it would be very different.
Yeah,
I think so. I think it would be different too.
Thank you.
At least we agree on that, Ross.
You are.
Let's move.
Yeah, you will.
In Sweden, right? They are doing
here we go. Yep.
Trials in Sweden.
Yeah, they did them.
We mentioned putting knives in the gums, didn't we?
You did.
In Sweden, what they used there, they got rid of teeth a long time ago, as I'm sure you're aware. And what they did...
Did they use puppies instead? Did they use puppies?
No, they didn't. They used bits of tombstones.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's, I'm getting news stories mixed up, yeah.
And they...
Gravestones!
That's right. Big gravestones that have fallen off. And people have now got those in place. And the reason is tombstones are very hard-wearing, of course. They're around for years, so they figured they'd be hard-wearing. And the other bonus of that is having bits of tombstone where your teeth were to chew with means your loved ones are always with you in your mouth.
It's quite a nice tribute, isn't it, really, I suppose?
Yeah, so you can't object to that, can you, Ross?
I can, yeah. I tell you what I'd like. If I died, I'd like all my teeth to be laid around, yeah, and then all my family could come to me too. It's a similar thing to what you were saying, but in a reverse order.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What do you make of it, Matt? What do you think of that, what they're doing in Sweden? I mean, it's a...
You know what? If I had to live in a country that, you know, pulled teeth, as it were,
yeah,
I think we're kind of like this debate, to be honest. Like, it's like that. But, yeah. I mean, if I live in a place like that, I guess tombstones would be the best order. I mean, you'd empty out the cemeteries as well. You can use old ones. You can choose your colour or your tombstone. You can even have, like, you know, like some place, you know, the angels and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess you could have one of them in your mouth and all.
Yeah.
Ross should have one of them in his mouth. He'd shut him up a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to lose a few teeth, don't you? I try to visit your place, don't you?
Lost them, mate.
All right, let's go. Let's
keep, lost them,
let's keep it civil. I just wanted to have a quick listen to this here. This is something called a Lady Gaga. I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth. Well, that's what Lady Gaga says, but in the world that Ross is advocating, this is what would happen. I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your. Open your mouth. Boy. Show me your what? Ross, if you, get rid of teeth.
A load of distortion. Couldn't understand a word she was saying. Who is it?
Something called a Lady Gaga. It was saying that she was saying, show me your teeth. And I wondered if we get rid of teeth, what Lady Gaga will show us.
Yeah, well, she can show us.
So you took your teeth out in the song?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Just to illustrate to you what would happen if we followed your argument.
Well, there'd be words missing in songs, wouldn't there?
No, but in fact, what would Lady Gaga show you?
I don't know. A CD collection? I don't know.
I don't think Lady Gaga's got much else she can show us, to be honest. I've seen the photos.
And now we must leave.
See the one that wears meat?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See her meat then, I guess.
All right.
I think she won that meat on your competition, did she, John?
And now we must leave the debate. So, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we need teeth anymore, Ross there, very much against the notion of teeth, of course, Matt, saying that we should still have teeth, although perhaps willing to accept, and I suppose Matt did make a bit of a compromise there, that willing to accept us all have our teeth removed and replaced with small knives, but that would mean metal lips. He's right, that would probably take an hour to do, and who's got the time? What's your thought on this? Do we need teeth today in post-Brexit Britain when we've got... magazines and fire escapes. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Matt, sum up the debate for us in one word, if you would.
Molar.
Thank you. Ross?
Poker face.
Thank you. Right, 18 minutes past three. Get in touch. Give us your opinion on teeth and we'll take your reactions next. That's the big debate. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £62 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
to Maidstone, where there's delays for Watts Tyler Way, the A249 eastbound towards the A20. A vehicle's broken down there. No change for linkages A15 between Waddingham and Canby Corner. Still closed both ways for the recovery of an overturned lorry. Delays are easing on the A1 in Markham Moor after early problems southbound near to the Markham Moor turn. There's queues for Greater Manchester's M66 north at Twyford Bury. The exit slip road's closed because of a vehicle fire and a breakdown on the northbound M6 in Lancashire. It's made things quite busy around Junction 31 for Salisbury. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, Plusnet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 12 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one monthly prize of £20. Now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 17th of January. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas only. Traffic prioritisation apply. See plus.net/traffic. Terms apply.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Former Cabinet Minister, keen Brexiteer, Leave campaigner Michael Gove joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon, Julia. I think it's important that we recognise that there's a dark side to the Trump character. However, we've got to deal with him, I think, in a business-like way. He's a deal-maker. You don't have to like him, but let's do business. And I think a good relationship between the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Britain is a good thing.
Michael Gove, pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in. Thank you very much indeed for the big debate today. Of course, do we need teeth anymore in post-Brexit Britain? It's 2017, for heaven's sake. That's Ross's argument. Do we need teeth in our mouths anymore? Shouldn't we just get rid of them? Are they past their sell-by date? Why do we need teeth when we've got magazines and fire escapes? A lot of reactions coming in for this, Connie. It's a toothy subject.
Lots coming in, John. Yeah. John, I am Dennis the Menace's dog, Nasher. Without teeth, how would I bite the shorts of water off Lus revealing his underwear?
Yeah.
John, I have no teeth. I never have. Growing up at school, I used to get bullied. Also, having no teeth means I do have quite a severe lisp. I would accuse the children of teasing me, and then I'd just say, "You're teasing me," but because of my lisp, it just said came out as "You're teething." And then that led to further bullying.
Thank you for being so honest and open in that. I know that probably wasn't that easy.
That's from Gummy.
To send in. John, tooth power is very controversial, isn't it? This is where teeth, of course, you know about this, are harnessed. Mm. For electricity, you can get a government grant now where the government will, if you're willing to let your teeth, the movement of your jaw up and down, the energy, if that be supplying electricity to the grid, then the government will give you a grant. But it does mean you have to have your teeth wired up to the national grid. But, you know, they will pay you for that at the moment. Anyway, it's controversial, of course. Should we use tooth power? That maybe is a debate for another day. John, I don't agree with false teeth. It's just a tissue of lies. It's not actually a tissue, is it? It's sort of made of enamel. And John, this is a fact for you. If you took all the teeth out of everybody's skulls around the world at once and laid them end to end, you would be arrested for grievous bodily harm and probably committed to a secure psychiatric institution. If you have an opinion on teeth, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do the diversity paper review. Paper reviews, then, to a penny, aren't they? They're on the radio, they're on the television, they're wherever you look and see. We're the same. We've got a diversity paper review. Or a paper review that is a diversity one, should I say. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse broadcasting outlet in broadcasting. And today, we welcome back Ez. Hello, Ez.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Remind us of your diversity.
I'm back again as the black man with the black pan. And I'm here to talk about the news.
Yes, you are. And where are you starting? Which newspaper
are you
starting
with? Where am I starting? Well, I'm going to start with something hard-hitting. Yeah. And I'd like to start this segment off with something hard-hitting, because that's how I am. I'm a hard-hitting guy.
Go on, then.
So, none other from the Daily Express. Yesterday I was looking through the papers, and I'm, in all honesty, John, I'm a bit shocked that this story hasn't garnered enough mainstream coverage. And I'm going to talk about this story, right? Are you prepared for this story?
I'm ready.
You suit? Yeah, okay, yep. Cool.
I've steeled myself.
Cool. Okay. So, I'm going to read this out here.
Yeah.
Motorists threatened by a new plague. Yes, plague of potholes. Yeah,
a plague of potholes.
Plague of potholes.
It's sort of like a biblical plague of potholes. Was this like a sort of unwritten... It
raining down potholes.
Potholes coming from the sky.
Yeah, literally.
Just down a lot. There was locusts, wasn't there? First.
Oh, there's a couple of locusts. Not too many, but a couple.
Locust plague. There's the boils. Boils was one. Frogs.
Frogs as well, yeah.
Now God's wrath upon us is the pothole.
I thought we were going to get past 2016, the shambles of a year of 2016, but now we're into 2017. And it looks like we're going to have another shambles of a year. And the Daily Express reporting that urgent action is needed to prevent an unprecedented epidemic of potholes in Britain. Did you know yesterday was National Pothole Day?
I did. I'm sorry, but I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I feel like I missed something.
I didn't know that until reading this article yesterday. Apparently there's a record 24% rise in the number of pothole related breakdowns. Do you want to hear what type of breakdowns we're talking about?
I can't think of anything I'd like more.
The incidents include damaged shock absorbers, damaged suspensions and springs, damaged wheels, and just damaged hearts in general.
Damaged people. Well, you think it's our fault, isn't it, as a race, as a human race? Because the problem is that God does have to take revenge upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And if he will visit upon us, we haven't learned from the Bible.
We haven't learned from the Bible. We haven't learned from 2016, and we're just.
And now a plague of potholes is upon us. Now this was in one of the Gospels that I know was
the Daily Express.
But originally redacted by the Vatican Church.
Okay.
The plague of potholes, and that's why we don't have chariots anymore, because they all got broken due to the plague of potholes. Biblically, now of course we're in as you say, post 2016, and they're back.
Back again.
And it can only be God's wrath, can't it? Especially if it's written in the Daily Express, because that's probably what they think.
Yeah, yeah. Should we move into some more serious news?
Yeah, because I don't think you can get more serious than that.
No, you can't.
But give it your best shot.
All right. I was reading up in the I newspaper yesterday, and are you guys, by any chance, Jason Bourne fans?
I'm a Victoria Bourne fan. She reads
Victoria
the news.
Bourne.
And she fights in a similar way.
Does she?
Yeah.
Quite hard-hitting.
Yeah.
Okay, so like this article. Well, I think I found Jason Bourne's evil half-brother. Do you want to know his name?
I know his evil half-sister.
Yeah, she's sitting
not
right...
impressed.
Okay.
She's sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Dwayne Osborne, yes. But he's known on the dark web as Curious Cat 007.
What are you talking about?
He's been arrested for buying and selling drugs and guns on the dark web. And he goes by the name of Curious Cat 007. Now, I bet you're thinking, what the hell is Esmond on about?
I am, yes.
I don't know what I'm on about either.
Okay.
But I'm talking about criminals who are using the dark web to trade guns and drugs. Because this guy was a librarian at Brixton Prison. And he was also a volunteer special constable for the Metropolitan Police. So it was a bit of a life-changing turn of events there that Osborne, the true Osborne, has taken in his life. And he unbeknownst to him, whilst he was trying to sell a gun on the dark web, the arms dealer he was selling it to was, in fact, an undercover American agent.
I like the dark web. I don't understand the dark web, right? Because we've all heard of the dark web.
Cornelius knows about the dark web.
We all know about it. We all know what it is.
Yeah.
But how do you get onto the dark web? I mean, I've Googled dark web and there's no link. I've put www.darkweb.co.uk.
Like you said, you're a better link if you need one.
I don't get the dark. I want to get on the dark web.
The closest I've come is I've put night mode on my Twitter app.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that's the way in.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
But it's interesting. You keep hearing about the dark web. Like these guns and drugs and
guns
all these
and
bad things on the
things.
Dark web. How the hell do you get on the dark web? I don't know. I want to look at the dark web.
No, you don't.
I do.
I don't think you want to look at the dark web. Not that type of dark web.
I want to see the dark web.
Well,
but how'd you get on? You can't Google the dark web. I've tried. I even put it into Bing.
I think
nothing.
All you have to do is search on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah,
and
ask
then it
Jeeves.
Just,
hey,
just takes you in. That is the dark web.
Jeeves, where's the dark web? Oh, well, sir.
Well, sir, I can take you to the dark web. I think the moral of the story is don't trust your local librarian because they may be a drugs or gun dealer.
Okay, good moral.
On the slide.
All right. Hold that bombshell of a story, if you would, right there, Ez, because we've got to take a break for Victoria's news now. which she will fight her way into, like Jason Bourne. Because it's 3:30 and it's Talk Radio, and look, it's news headline time. Here's Victoria with it.
Talk Radio. Any deal reached between the UK and the EU over Brexit will be put to a vote in both Houses of Parliament. The Prime Minister has also confirmed the UK will leave the single market because of freedom of movement rules associated with membership. In a major speech detailing her plans for leaving the European Union, Theresa May says it will be a clean break.
We do not seek to adopt a model already enjoyed by other countries. We do not seek to hold on to bits of membership as we leave. No, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union, and my job is to get the right deal for Britain as we do.
Here's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
I think we have to have a deal that ensures we have access to the market, we have British jobs dependent on that market. That's what we'll be pushing for. Whether it's specifically this form of single market, I don't know. She seems to be wanting to have a cake and eat it.
A triple killer has lost a human rights challenge against his whole life prison term. Archer Hutchison claimed his punishment for murdering a couple and one of their sons in 1984 is inhumane and degrading, as he has no hope of release. The European Court of Human Rights has dismissed that, though, giving judges in the UK the green light to keep on handing out the tariff. The police investigation into the disappearance of a chef in a York in 2009 is being scaled down. Officers say they've informed Claudia Lawrence's family of their decision. And one of the founders of the Huffington Post says Donald Trump should be stopped from issuing personal attacks on Twitter. Arianna Huffington says the US president-elect should be separated from his phone at night to prevent him from tweeting in the middle of the night. The weather mostly cloudy overnight with some drizzle. Cold, with temperatures getting down to freezing in the southeast. Tomorrow, another rather cloudy and mild day for most of the light rain or drizzle in places, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Perhaps Donald Trump is doing that in the middle of the night because he wants to get onto the dark web. Maybe he doesn't know either how to get onto the dark web. I've just Googled again.
The dark web.
The dark web. Mm. And there's no link. But now I've discovered by Googling it that there's also something called the deep web.
Oh.
So there's a dark web, a deep web, a deep dark web. I think there's a red, white and blue web, a hard web, a soft web, a clean web.
In and out web.
An in and out web. There's definitely a dirty web.
Pokey pokey.
Yeah. Hmm. So there's a lot of different web, is what I'm saying.
Okay, John. Thanks for that.
That's all right. Just keeping you up to date, Victoria.
I enjoy that. Please keep carrying on. Keep on doing that.
Keep
on carrying on.
Okay. Have you done the weather?
Yeah, I finished it. Ooh.
Fine, wasn't listening. I was looking to see how you, I could get into the deep dark web.
Yes, but you started speaking once I'd stopped speaking, so I reckon you were kind of, you did realise that I'd stopped.
It's just a sort of rhythmic noise, and so I just, you know, jump
thanks
in.
Thanks for that, that's really
think
kind.
It's appropriate. Yeah. Thank you though, Victoria, back in half an hour.
Yeah.
Sam Delaney. Good, and we're with Ez, who's going to be bringing us some more stuff out of the papers next on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's 25 to 4. Soon we will be giving away some meat in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. Before that though, Ez is with us this afternoon. He's doing the diversity paper review. So far we've learned about a plague of potholes, how to access the deep dark web. Next, then, where are we going, Ez? Where are we going?
We're going to The Guardian.
The Guardian.
Any of you guys vegans?
No.
Anyone know of anyone in the office?
No. Jake Yap of this parish, off of Sunday Morning Breakfast, is a vegan.
Well, he might be a bit concerned about what's going on here in this article in The Guardian about Switzerland banning Nancy Holton, obviously a vegan, denied her a citizenship for being too annoying. So basically, she's been a bit too much of an activist for vegans.
A vegactivist.
Yeah, so yeah. She's been, her citizenship has been rejected.
Just because she's been banging on about...
Banging on, harping on about how should be rights for animals, which there should be. And they haven't taken very nicely to this, because they say, well, the local people, the local residents get a say in the applications for neutralisation. So obviously the citizenship of being in Switzerland. And the townsfolk have decided that the woman's very vocal veganism was incompatible with Swiss values such as cowbells.
Yeah, because vegans can't eat cowbells, can they?
Yeah, they can't. Pig racing.
Yes.
Obviously eating meat.
Yeah, pig racing. Is that a thing in Switzerland, pig racing?
Yeah. This is a quote. This is a quote from The Guardian right here, and this is an extract. Eating meat, obviously. Circus animals, because obviously you don't want to be...
Yeah.
You'll be abusing animals there. Mouse catching.
Yes.
And giving out milk at school. Those are all the Swiss values.
I didn't know.
That you didn't know, and I didn't know.
I didn't know. When you think Swiss values, you think suicide clinic, chocolate...
Tax havens.
Tax havens, cuckoo clocks, and Nazi gold, don't you? But I didn't know that pig racing, certainly out of that list, was a thing in Switzerland.
Well, I just wanted to come on and give a PSA to any vegans listening out there. Don't go to Switzerland, because you might get sent back.
Yeah. Fondue.
Yeah.
They're fond of that, aren't they? And you couldn't have that cheese, could you?
No.
If you're a vegan. I only know Jake Yap is a vegan.
So tell him not to go to Switzerland. Okay. If he had a...
I will mention it to him.
So. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. So the Swiss hate vegans. Right, next.
Yeah. Next. Daily Mail. Have you heard the story about the charity boss who had a fling with one of the...
The charity boss who had a fling? No, I have not.
Okay. So I'll read out the title here. The married charity boss who condemned flings with callous migrants has a fling with a callous migrant.
Right.
I'm going to read here the first few sentences, just to give a bit of a background.
Yeah,
so obviously, the married charity boss has it's been revealed that a married charity boss has had a year-long affair with a callous refugee after she promoted no sex with migrants policy. So her name is Claire Mosley, 46. She left her husband in the last 2015.
Yes.
To embark on this charity, Care for Callous. So obviously it's come out now that she's had an affair with this man, and it's turned a bit sour, this relationship, because he briefly got arrested for stealing her phone, but in more recent times it's been learned that he's been reportedly trying to get some money out of her and extort her and tell her husband, but now her husband knows that of this affair, and show him photos of the two together doing the thing.
This is kind of classic Daily Mail, isn't it, really? It's got everything.
Classic, honestly, classic Daily Mail.
That's got charity boss, it's got affairs, it's got migrants.
It's got plot twists,
it's got
everywhere.
It's got everything. It's Daily Mail catnip, that is, for Daily Mail, really. I'd like lure them in from yards away.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, well, that's ticked all the Daily Mail anger boxes. Okay, all right, where next?
Where next? Well, I'm going to go back to The Guardian, and I'm going to talk about my university. So I graduated from Birmingham City University.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I did English and Drama up there, and apparently they're now going to be... They've just announced that they're opening a new centre for Brexit studies, so obviously that's quite a hot topic
right
now.
No one knows what Brexit means.
No one knows, and that's exactly what this article is about. So they're trying to, figure out what this... new Brexit centre of studies will be about. So, like, they've proposed maybe a four-hour lecture where, the main theme is, what does Brexit mean?
It means Brexit. I mean, that's what Theresa May says. She says Brexit
means... Brexit either in or out? Is it a soft,
Brexit means
is
Brexit.
It
well, that's what we've been trying to find out. And, of course, she did her speech today, and before the speech, we didn't know what sort of Brexit it was. She said Brexit means Brexit, but we didn't know whether it was a red Brexit, a blue Brexit, or a white Brexit. We didn't know whether it was a soft Brexit or a hard Brexit or a soggy Brexit or a Belvita breakfast Brexit. We didn't know what it was.
Mm.
And she's done that speech now, and the thing is, we still don't.
Yeah.
So that's helped a lot. So I'm glad there's a centre of studying. Perhaps she could go there on a course.
Hopefully, because Guardian suggesting that maybe they might have a speed writing workshop which will provide you with all the necessary skills to prepare and deliver a 5,000 word speech announcing your candidacy for leadership position within hours of it becoming available, stepping down from it because you've been found out.
Right. Well, let's we're running out of time, really. So let's Brexit this conversation, because I know you're going to tell us the birthdays. We'd like to do the birthdays. It's nicely traditional, isn't it? The birthdays. What are the birthdays today?
So we've got Michelle Obama.
Yep.
Nancy Argenta.
Give the ages.
Ages, okay. So Nancy Argenta, she's 60.
Yep.
Sir John Boyd.
Yep.
He doesn't have the 81.
81, good.
Jim Carrey.
Yep.
He is 55.
Yep.
And Nita Charlesworth.
Yep.
She is 50.
Okay.
Keith Chigwig, Wynn,
yeah.
TV presenter. Yeah. He's 60.
Is he?
Zoe Deschanel,
yeah.
37.
Yeah.
Damon Green, Conservative MP. He's 61.
All right.
Calvin Harris,
yeah.
33.
Right.
He's a DJ.
Yeah.
Anthony Kenny, he is 75.
All right.
James L. Jones.
A lot of these there.
Yeah, there's a lot. 86.
Yeah.
Shonda McCarthy, 49.
Yeah.
Reverend Nigel McCloth, he's a bishop, he's 75.
All right, we'll stop there, because we're going to sing happy birthday to them, right?
Sing happy birthday to them.
That's what we like to do. So here we go. Happy birthday to...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear...
Michelle Obama. Nancy Argenta. Sir John Boyd. Jim Carrey, Anne Charlesworth, Keith Chinwing, Damien Green, Calvin Harris, Anthony Kennedy, James L. Jones, Shonda McCarthy, Reverend Nigel McCloth, Jeffrey Patty, Rowan Pelling, Richard Semsworth, Mick Taylor, Benny White, Ricky Wilson, Paul Young, Dame Green, Gillinger Weir, and Richard Smethurst.
Happy birthday to you!
Thank you very much, Ez.
No problem.
With the diversity pay-per-view, remind us of your diversity.
I'm a black man.
That's right. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the gift of meat. It's not for you, Jake Yap. Or a box of organic veg. That is for you, Jake Yap. No, that is it. So that's in a game of band or Eskimo word for snow. We'll be doing it next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
He scored 4-0. Oh, look at the celebration. 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Hurry! Special introductory savings on selected sofas end Monday at DFS. Better be quick.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £62 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
This latest for the M40 in Oxfordshire. This is north near Junction 6 for Watlington. A couple of lanes are closed there after a vehicle overturned. Between Waddingham and Cambie Corner in Lincolnshire, the A15 is still closed both ways for the recovery of an overturned lorry. If you're north on the M66, you can't leave at Junction 2 for Bury. The exit slip road's closed following a vehicle fire, making the main carriageway quite busy. And there's a police incident on Newcastle upon Tyne southbound A19, which has closed off a lane near to the Holy Stone roundabout and is causing delays on Joanna Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 12 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian.
Hello!
Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one monthly prize of £20. Now with £50 cash back, offer ends 17th of January. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas only. Traffic prioritization applies. See plus.net/traffic. Terms apply.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Microphone's broken again. Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. In it, I am... it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, hello. I am John Holmes. And we... are bringing you the gift of meat momentarily. Before that, though, we've been looking through the news today. And, well, the Prime Minister, that's Theresa May, Prime Minister fans, set out negotiating objectives for the leaving of the EU membership, of course. The UK will not retain partial membership. What sort of Brexit is it? We still aren't entirely clear, but she did say that we are going to be good neighbours with the EU, the European Union, as will exist without us. We're going to be good neighbours with them. So that means that if they're out and someone tries to deliver a parcel to Europe, then we will take that parcel for them. We will not light a bonfire in Britain if the wind is blowing towards Europe. And we certainly won't play our music loudly so that France can hear. All good neighbourly things, but we'll keep you abreast of that situation as we go along. Also, if Lindsay Lohan joins ISIS, we will keep you up to date with that as well. The news, as I am making the point here, is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't, Cornelius, if I'm honest, which is why we like to help on this programme by taking the news and reducing it down to, in cookery terms, a zhu. And when you do that with a news zhu, essentially is made up of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Lib Dems say Brexit will be a big mess. Let's hope it's one of their lies.
The news in haikus. And so to the gift of meat. That is right. It's the programme on the radio that gives away chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg.
Because we're not racist.
It's a budget thing. We don't have a budget for prizes, so we've just done what we can. And today the meat will be given away in a game of band, or more specifically, should I say, Norwegian heavy metal band or Eskimo word for snow, because of the recent snow. On the line to play is Polly. Hello, Polly.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi there, Polly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Could you put the kettle on?
Pardon? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, lots of times, lots and lots of times.
Thought so. All right. Has anyone done the parrot thing as well?
Yeah, I was about to say, either get that or the parrot or Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket, of course, I've forgotten Polly Pocket. Yeah, good you brought that up, yeah. How tall are you, Polly?
5'9". I wouldn't really
you're not
fit.
Fit in a pocket, are you? That's not work at all. That's nonsense. All right. Well, what do you do, Polly? Where are you doing it? What are you doing and where are you doing it?
I'm at university in Winchester and I'm doing education studies and then I'm going to go into primary teaching.
Primary teaching at a time when the... this is a good thing, of course, because we need more teachers, Polly, you know that. But it's a time when, education is in a difficult time, isn't it, to go into that as a job. So do you know what you're letting yourself in for, Polly?
Well, I hope it'll be okay.
It'll be fine, but, won't it? It'll be fine.
It will
be fine. And what year are you in? How long have you got to go?
I'm in my second year because I had a gap year. So one more year after this.
I see. Right, good. So are you at the stage where they put you in schools yet? Or are you just still based in the...
No, because I'm doing a degree in education studies and then I will do a PGCE afterwards.
Oh, I see. Right, okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right, good. All right, and I'm don't whatever you do, though, don't tell any of the children your first name because you'll get a lot of pocket, kettle and parrot stuff.
Or Poppy. I get Poppy as well.
Poppy? Polly? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think people just misinterpret Polly and call me Poppy.
Okay, that's just stupid. Anyway, look, it's lovely to have you on. Lovely to talk to you. We are going to be playing a game of Norwegian heavy metal band. How's your knowledge of Norwegian heavy metal bands there in Winchester?
Not great at all.
Okay, fine. Doesn't matter. As you know, though, Eskimos famously have a lot of words for snow, don't they? Eskimos, that's a famous thing. So it's going to be Eskimo word for snow or Norwegian heavy metal band. You just need to say snow or band. That's it. You can, though, if you score some points, win some meat. That's right. Your choice is chicken, beef, lamb or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg.
Okay.
Which of those would you like?
I think I'll go for the chicken.
Chicken will be yours. There will be chicken on its way to Winchester, should you score well enough in today's game of band or Eskimo word for snow. So here we go. Oh, by the way, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Polly.
Say that. Do you want to do the kettle thing or anything?
Are you a poor university?
I'm all right.
Polytechnic.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Here we go.
I haven't heard that.
This feature is actually just filler.
Yeah.
Polyfiller, yeah. Anyway, we've got to get on because the clock ticks.
Yeah.
I don't get that one.
Politics.
That's rubbish.
Politics. Anyway, here we go, and Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's keeping score. So, alphabetical order. It's Polly versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order, Polly first. Polly, snow or Norwegian heavy metal band? Heiko.
I'm going to go for band.
Is wrong. It's a Norwegian word for snow, Heiko. Afgrund.
I'm going to go for snow.
Is a Norwegian heavy metal band. Afgrund. Kanut.
Band.
Snow. Eskimo snow. K-N-U-T. K-A-N-U-T. You thought you'd have got that with the N-U-T, wouldn't you, being a teacher? Anyway. Svarstot. Svarstot. Band or Eskimo snow?
Eskimo snow.
Band. Norwegian heavy metal band. Windeer. Windeer, Polly.
Snow.
It's a band. It's another band.
Oh, my God.
Nilak.
Snow?
Yes.
Yes.
Kamos. K-A-A-M-O-S. Kamos.
Snow.
Band. Zikaza.
Band.
What, a Norwegian heavy metal band?
Yeah.
No, they're an Inuit reggae band. No points.
But I said band.
No, you didn't say... You said they're Norwegian heavy metal band. But they're not. Hikuliak. Snow or band?
Band.
Snow. Anijo.
You need me to do what? So, I just need an accent. Band.
Snow. Mirskag.
Band.
Yes. Come on. Ooh. Einherger.
Eskimo snow.
No, band. Just simply,
Band?
Yes. Good. Very good. Canishdag. Cornelius.
Band.
Snow. Armegan. Armegan.
Snow.
Band. And finally, Cornelius, pug tag. Band or snow?
Pug tag.
Pug tag.
Band.
Is snow. Oh. Eskimo word for snow. There we go. All right, so As Broadcast has been keeping score through the glass. She will bring us that score right now. Cornelius versus Polly. What are the scores?
In this game of band or snur.
Snur. How are you spelling snur?
S-N-U-R-W.
Oh, S-N-U-R.
Snur.
Snur.
Con.
Yeah, what?
You got one.
Yeah. That's not very good.
It's pretty bad. Polly.
Yes.
Got one.
Yes. And that makes...
Polly the winner.
Polly the winner! She's the winner! Woo! Congratulations, Polly! You've won a chicken. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Stay on the line. We'll take your address and send you a chicken. That's how it works. Polly there. In a game of Norwegian heavy metal band or Eskimo word for snow. Sam Delaney's with us now. He's on next. He's live at four for Drive. That doesn't rhyme. Should do.
How you doing?
Oh, very good. You?
All right.
Theresa May's speech. Theresa May did a speech.
Were we doing that? It was quite a boring speech with actually everyone's getting excited about it. But I'll warn you now, listeners, we will be picking the bones out of it. There aren't a huge amount of surprises. She basically took a very long time to say something that we kind of knew. She would probably be saying. No surprises. Interesting stuff to discuss now. At least we know when she says Brexit means Brexit, we know what Brexit means.
It means Brexit.
Yeah. More important.
But is it a hard or soft Brexit or a clean or dirty Brexit?
Just plain Brexit.
A soggy Brexit.
Vanilla Brexit.
Rich tea Brexit.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
More importantly than all of that, we will be covering the huge rumour that is raging through social media.
Yeah.
That no less a thinker than Lindsay Lohan has converted to Islam.
We've been saying we bring this. If she goes full ISIS, will you bring that breaking news to us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for an announcement on what type of Muslim she'll be.
Yes.
Because, of course, there are different... Like, there's hard Brexit and soft Brexit. Yep. There's hard Muslim, soft Muslim, and all the Muslims in between.
Yep.
She's yet to reveal what type of Muslim she wants to be.
Yep.
And also, the rumours aren't even confirmed. But that's not going to stop us from speculating for entire final hour of the show.
If she does join... If she goes hard Muslim and joins ISIS, then she'll be Losis. We'd have to call her.
She would be a threat, wouldn't she?
She's already a threat.
She would be a threat to international stability.
Yeah.
I just don't know, because they've suffered a few blows recently, the old ISIS. And I just wonder whether Lilo suddenly, you know, picking up the torch is going to give them just the shot in the arm they need right now.
Yeah.
We just don't know at the moment, John. By the end of my show, hopefully we will have more clarity on all of this.
Good news. Thank you very much indeed. Sam Delaney with you next with all the Theresa May fallout and whether or not Lindsay Lohan's gone the full ISIS. Find out. Stay tuned. It's Talk Radio. We'll see you tomorrow between 1 and 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.